Welcome to Champion Mindset Show with your hosts, Coach EO and Steve the Dean Williams. Champion Game. Yeah, that's right. Mr. Overton is a worldwide empowerment coach for men and leadership coach for women. His no-nonsense approach to the game, along with originality, is acclaimed. It's refreshing in a world full of copycats and phonies. He's a public speaker and book author. His motto, it begins and ends with the man. Coach EO will flash the light on your bullshit. There's no escaping the truth. Are you ready to unleash the champion within? If so, Coach Overton is the man for the job. With over 30 years teaching the game, Steve the Dean Williams is teaching every single man not how to think like him, but to think for himself. By showing every man he's the only one of his kind based off his fingerprint. So, if that's the case, why not learn your own language? His motto is, the game will never be about women. The call-in number is 563-999-3056. That's 563-999-3056. If you have a question, just put a Q in the chat. Are you ready? Because now it is game time.
Let me see if I did it right that time. Oh, shit, wrong way. Okay. I thought I had it right the first time.
Oh, you good, man. What you eating on over there,
man?
Man?
Today, man.
Got some snacks.
I'm snacking on snacks.
That's what's up, son. Man.
Yeah, so what's good?
Hey,
with you,
good to be back, man. No. Shout out to the chat room.
Yeah, shout out to the chat room.
We got a good show
In
store for you guys tonight.
Absolutely.
So this title, man, I thought it would be good to talk about. This kind of goes into like verbal expression and also mindset. So mindset, verbal expression. As you know, you and I always point out guys when they call in the show, ooh and on, this and that, not knowing how to pose questions.
Yes.
Now, look, here's the thing. We don't expect you really to know that much because otherwise you wouldn't be here.
Right.
So, real talk, if you guys knew what the fuck you were doing, you wouldn't reach out to us. So we do have a certain level of wiggle room we're going to have with you, but we're going to challenge you, that's for sure. So,
yes.
You know, a couple of things we're going to talk about here today and call in the show, too. You guys don't want to miss the 2 hours and call in late. Call us now. Let us know what your questions are for these hoes out here that you love so much. And shout out to the hoes. We don't love them hoes, but, you know, but we love our women. But you know what I'm saying. But, no, the truth is like, if you pay close attention to the way guys speak today, and this is a spinoff of the great man mindset, Coach Stephen Dean Williams, he always says, why you hate yourself so much? And that's like an iconic line from the Dean. And so there are several indications, if you pay close attention, that you are displaying that you hate yourself. Number one, you can't speak. A man that loves himself is going to learn how to speak. He's going to learn how to have, you know, proper communication. He's going to have a wide vocabulary. He should know what he's talking about.
Yes.
He shouldn't say words without the proper association in the proper context. And so, guys, this is important, man. You can't spell. How do I know this? I look at your comments. Half the time. And look, don't get me wrong. Mistakes are there. Even in my first book, I had an editor who wanted to do the editing. He fucked the book up. So next time I put my second book out, I'll be doing the editing myself to make sure, hey, mistakes happen. But you know when your ass can't spell. You know when you don't know how to represent yourself. You know when you're highly emotional. You know when you give a fuck what that girl thinks too much. Like, yo, she didn't text me back. What should I do? A man with self-respect knows exactly what to do. Get rid of her.
Mm.
And so that's what we're going to go into today.
Yeah, you know, for so many of you guys out there, y'all put too much emphasis in the woman, so to speak. They think that they have to really change what they say to a woman.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, exactly, not even change what they say. They have to change everything about themselves. And I truly believe that is when you are one with yourself, single-minded, when you are all about yourself, you just do things one way, E. You don't ever, you are always you. You never adjust to F or E, or not E, but C or D, U. You know what
right,
I mean?
Right, right, right.
You
right.
never change who you are.
E, too. Don't adjust right, to right, me. Right, right, don't adjust to us. Fuck
right.
us.
Exactly. And
fuck what we think, man.
Yeah, absolutely. But it's also fuck what she thinks. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
you know, I just don't care. And I don't want to say it like I don't care, but I don't care. See, what she responds to, I guess I mean, by what I say is really none of my business, E, because she's allowed to have thought. I don't know where this came at.
They don't
with
want
women.
Women to have thought.
Yeah.
Bro. They don't want to have choice. Nothing. Sorry.
No, you're good. No, they don't want to have those things. And that's what is troubling with a lot of these guys, because they expect women to be what they want them to be versus just be themselves. And listen, if she's down, so fucking what? If she's not, who cares?
Yeah. There was something that was right on the tip of my motherfucking tongue I was just about to say. Oh, I've been saying this for a long time, that women do not have a plan for men. I don't know how many times I got to tell you this. Steve tells you this in his own way. Our whole crew tells you.
Yes.
There's not a single woman out there that's thinking about your ass right now.
Nothing.
No woman has a plan for you. Not a single one. Not until she experiences you. Now, if she experiences a real man that's got his shit together, again, he doesn't detour from the plan. Now she's like, yo, his plan's better than my plan. That motherfucker's plan's better than my plan. I got to follow him. And this is a once-in-a-lifetime shot. She knows it. Most women can feel that. This is a special dude. This is a special man. And if I pass this up, if I fuck this up, I'm out the door. And so the truth is, I want you guys to know this, is that no woman on the planet has a plan for you. She don't care about you like that. When I'm talking about upon meeting. I'm not talking about afterwards. These women love us afterwards. But I'm talking about when you first meet her, she don't got a care in the world about your agenda, bro, which is why you need to stick to your agenda. It's
right.
so important that you stick to your agenda and that you don't move off your square. It's very important.
Yeah, but unfortunately, she knows their agenda. Their agenda is I have to please her. I've got to prove myself to her. I've got to hope that she likes me enough to just give me a fucking hug or a kiss.
Ooh.
So she knows the agenda, and that's why she's smart enough to play stupid. She's smart enough. She knows that she's not interested, and you know she's not interested. I mean, it's kind of like y'all both know, but she's smart enough to lead you along to just say, hey, we're just friends. I mean, we're not talking sexual. We're just saying hi. We're asking each other how our day is. You're listening to me babble over shit like a soap opera or something that happened to my kitty cat mittens, and you're just there. You're such a wonderful person, right? And a lot of these guys get mad because they actually think, E, if they're talking to a woman, they're dating her. They actually think that if I'm texting her or we're just interacting with each other, we're technically dating. What?
If she looks at them, dude, these dudes are so thirsty. If a woman looks at your direction and gives you like a courtesy high. No, women give courtesy highs. They're like, because they don't want to get killed and shit.
Because
they're not, you know, they already know. Like I'll outgame them mentally and emotionally, but I might not be able to outgame this guy who can fucking throw a retard. This guy looked like he wore a helmet to school, trying to come up to me, trying to holler at me, and I better be nice to him and give him a fake number, or even give him my number, and then block him when he texts me.
Yeah.
And so, guys, you better understand that right now, man. These women, sometimes they'll just give you that little courtesy, hi, how are you?
Yes.
And it's because they don't want you to hurt them, man. I mean, because they know how thirsty you are.
Yeah.
And so it's very true.
Yeah, and what's weird is that they don't – okay – whenever you're at a mall, okay, let's just say a mall, okay, so what you guys don't understand, a mall are full of department stores that are trying to sell a product. That is all they're trying to do. And for a lot of you guys, you go into these department stores and these beautiful women are just, I mean, like you say, they say hi, They look you in your eyes.
Big time.
Oh, ooh, yeah. They tell you, oh, yeah. They'll take a piece of jewelry and just put it up against your chest and say, ooh, you look good in that. And they were, oh, they'll say, oh, let me try with this cologne. Mmm, that smells good on you. Or, wow, you know what? Woo, those jeans look great on you. Wait a second. Wait a second. Wait, can you get that sucker shirt up there? Oh, and this shirt will look, oh, come, put this on and go in the fitting room. Oh, my God. Oh, are you single? And what you guys understand is they're just selling. They're not interested in you. Because as soon as they get your money and you grab your bags and walk out your door, I'm sure there's a shower. They're going to wash the soot and all that other stuff off because they're like, I can't believe it. He's so creepy.
Same thing with them strippers, man. While y'all go in there and spend all your goddamn money, once they give you a little lap dance and you wet your pants and shit, and you spend all your fucking your whole paycheck when you go there on Fridays and shit, once she's done with you, bro, she goes and puts on her little ghetto-ass dollar store body spray that she puts on, sprays her pussy with it and shit, and then she goes to the pizza bar and eats some pizza after she took all your money.
Oh, yeah.
But now, real talk, guys, here's another thing, too, to Steve's point. This is why we always say don't lead with sex.
Never.
Because an undersexed man is instant repellent to a woman.
Yes.
Sorry. You don't like it? Tough shit. The truth is anybody who's thirsty for anything, I always say, I got a quote, very simple, be desperate for nothing. I don't want you to be desperate for anything in this life. I want you to go after what you want because that's what you want. You want to experience that. You want to have that in your reality. Other than that, don't be desperate for anything. Don't be desperate for people. Don't be desperate for validation. Don't be desperate for family. Don't be desperate for friends. Love your family. Respect, but don't be desperate for it. Don't be desperate for people to want to hang out with you, to have you be part of their group. Be your own motherfucking group. And I want you to have women in your life so that way, you know, look, sometimes you want to release, you want to get them empty them balls out. You need to fuck sometimes, but I don't want you thirsty for sex. Once a woman can feel that, oh, this man doesn't have any women. No other women want him. Why should I? He hasn't fucked in a while. That's why he's begging for the pussy. He's groveling for it. He can't wait to get me in his apartment. He can't wait to get me in his house. I ain't done nothing for this motherfucker yet.
Mm-hmm.
This is why we tell you men to make sure that she even qualifies to be in your bed. She qualifies to be in your house. She's pleasant. She's, you know, you vetted her a little bit. Do you know that these women out here will not make men use condoms, Steve?
Well,
they fuck. They just lay down and fuck.
Yeah.
Men, too. I'm just telling you right now, men, too. Both of y'all just in your feelings, just lay down in the bed, fuck, no condoms on. You have no idea where this person's been. It's a recipe for disaster.
No, it is a huge recipe for disaster. And guys, you have a question, put a Q in there. If it's pertaining to the show, we'll definitely answer it. And if you want to call in, y'all got the number 563-999-3056. That's what's so sad is that why not work? What's wrong with you? You know, what is wrong with you, right, to a point where you want to be somebody else? Or you want to act like somebody else, and yet you actually think that these women have never met you before. You have to remember, guys, she has met a million guys before you. She knows a million guys when you first roll up. So she knows tendencies. She knows lies. She knows guys that beat around the bush, guys that walk on eggshells. Guys that want to be friends and all friends guys that want to fuck, guys that are creepy, guys that are weird. But the one thing she doesn't know after all those guys before doing, she doesn't know a man. That is that's the one thing that she cannot ever, ever learn is a man, E.
You know, most men today, they don't go out into real life and live and learn what their standard's going to be.
Mm.
You know, you got to go out into life and experience life. And then you learn, you come back with data. You're like, all right, I didn't like that place.
Yes.
Why didn't I like that place? I didn't like the drinks. I didn't like the vibe. I didn't really care for the people. Now, then you try another place. You're like, okay, this is more my vibe. I like a lounge. I like people who dress up a little bit. I like beautiful people. You know, nothing against the biker bars, but it ain't for me. In order to know who you are, guys, you got to go out into life and experience, come back with that data. That's how you form preferences. That's how you get principles. can't listen to Steve and I, and we talk about our principles. You know how we got there? Living.
Yes.
Trial and error. Coming back with a lesson, figuring this out. You know, I went about that wrong. Good. Glad I went about that wrong. See, this is the difference between a champion and a guy that's always going to be a loser, is that everything is a rejection. Everything is a loss, and I don't want to try again. For guys like us, man, I'm glad that happened. That showed me a weakness. That showed me that I'm soft right there. This shows me that I'm a little bit too much like mommy right here, too emotional. My mom showed up in that moment. I started acting like my mom.
Mm.
I got to act more like dad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I got to be a little bit more stable when things don't go my way. Mm. I have to, when adversity comes, I may not like it, but I got to sit with it. I got to look at it and go, okay, that's here to show me something. That's here to polish a point of me that's dull. This is what guys need to learn. And the only way you'll know that, I'm going to throw it to Steve, is by going out into life and experiencing life. You can read all the books in the world. All you'll do is be as a damn hoarder that lived vicariously through another man's experiences. That's a cheap life.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. It's a very cheap. For me, I had to go out and explore. I always, and my mentor had me doing it. Places I didn't even know about or want to go to, I had to go there in order to get really acclimated to the gigolo lifestyle, in order to be acclimated to be with rich women. I had to be around them. I had to go to operas. I had to go to theaters. And the funny thing about it is I love classical music. I mean, I didn't even know. I had no idea that I loved classical music as much as I love classical music. And, you know, I go to those art galleries. You know, the kind of art where it looks like a 5-year-old smeared in is like worth hundreds
and
thousands.
And you got them rich white people staring at it.
Yeah, you got
the
rich white people staring. Yeah, all that stuff. I went to all those things. Wine.
Only $2,000, Karen.
Yeah, only $2,000. Right. And I don't even drink. And I went to wine tasting events because I needed to be around, not around who I lived around. I needed to go beyond that point. Basically, the place where buses don't go. I mean, people have cars. They don't ride buses past a certain point in your area. And those are the places I want to go to. And even like right now for guys, Whole Foods stores. A lot of guys, they would just either go to Walmart or Target or their regular grocery store. But they won't. And again, I'm not saying shop there. Maybe get a few items. Just go there to get a few items. But I mean, people with money that's caked up, it's all about organic. If you want to find the ones that got caked up, it's going to those organic places. But going there gave me another chance to push the boundaries
of my mouthpiece.
Not just my beard is always the same, but I didn't want my beard to be complacent. I wanted to keep pushing the boundaries to those women that I have, the new batch of women I didn't get to talk to, bro.
That's right. That's right. Steve just told you some game right there. Here's the truth. You know you have real game when you can adapt to any environment. You're not going to be able to do that if you don't get the fuck out of your neighborhood. You got to branch out. Even when I partied young, man, I didn't party in my neighborhood, bro. There was nowhere to party. You can get shot. I mean, it's gang members, drug dealers, imperial gangsters, Latin kings around the corner. I mean, not to say I never partied in my hood, because I did, but I branched out. Even in high school, I dated girls, or I fucked girls, I should say, because I wasn't really dating anybody in high school, but I was fucking girls. I was suplexing them and shit. I used to do wrestling moves on girls. But I used to fuck girls from opposing high schools. High schools, two towns over, another town over.
Yes.
And I never really liked to fuck with people that was real close to me. I like to fuck around. I like to branch out. So I want to tell that there's a lot of guys out here that are only comfortable in a certain environment, and they got to stay there. That's like, look, I'm not saying that if that's your sweet spot, cool, you know, thrive there. But at some point, you need to challenge yourself. Get out there in those environments where it's a different clientele. There's more money in there. Look, downtown Chicago. You go downtown Chicago, man, it's a completely different world. If you live in Indiana, which is not far, northwest Indiana, you're in Indiana, 30-minute drive to the city. You take the Ohio Street exit. You are in another world. You are around different types of people, different women, different styles, different ways they talk, different ways they think.
Yep.
You got to insert yourself in those situations and be a sponge and learn that game. I want to say something to this guy, William. I want you to call up, William. I want you to ask your question on the air, because I want to hear you present this question. So call up. We'll be happy to answer this question.
Yeah, I don't believe he. I think he's lying. But let's call this. If William, If you're serious about the question, you call in. Because if you're not serious, you're just talking to be talking and showing off. So if you're actually serious, call into the show. We'll help you. We have this guy right here. I'm sorry, this guy right here, Perfume. He says, I dated two women at the same time. I found out one and told the other. Story short, my car ended up getting messed up from the anger of one. How can I repeat this mistake? And E, this is a huge problem, man, with surface dwellers. Y'all always are scraping the bottom of the barrel and thinking you're actually doing something when you got ratchet ass women that's probably just giving you sex the first night and you think you're doing something. You deserve to not only get your car scraped up, but I hope she busted out the glass in there. Let me tell you why. To teach your weak ass a lesson. Stop messing with ain't shit women. Ain't shit people mess with ain't shit people. And because you ain't about shit, you couldn't train her to be about shit. She was only trained to be what you are to you. And that is ain't shit. And that's why she treated you like shit, because in the fucking window, not the mirror, you ain't shit.
Yo, Steve told you the truth. And I want to tell you guys, why the fuck you putting these women in your car, dude?
Jesus.
Like, I'm telling you, y'all think it's smooth, ain't it? I got me a new ride. I'm put a little bitch next to me in the car. You're a chump. I've had some of the nicest cars a man could ever want to drive. No, very few bitches ever been in my car. You have to be my woman, meaning you had to qualify to fucking work your way up to, you know, relationship status. Yeah. And that's even if I want to grant it to you. I don't put women in my car. You could ask, man, I could bring women on the show that I've been with. I ain't never been in EO's car. I've seen a clean motherfucker driving, though. I saw a clean motherfucker pull up, but I ain't never been in that joint. This is why you fuck up. You let these bitches in your car. You let them in your home. You let them in your bed. You fuck them with no condoms on. You fucking beg for sex. That you got to get that bitch ass simp out of your system, man.
Yes.
And so I'll tell you this right now. You deserve what you got.
Yeah.
You deserve what you got.
Yeah. And we're saying that with love, man, because there has to be a wake up call in you, young man. And that's why I say it, because you don't see that you're the reason and cause of why these women are acting out the way they are. Because as a man, you got to train these women to understand, or excuse me, overstand that you're not that kind of guy. But you know what? There was something that you did to show her that you're the kind of guy I can smash up your shit and you still going to be with me afterwards, E.
Call in the show, Perfumes.
Yeah, call into the show,
let's
man.
Let's hear about your story.
Yeah.
What were you, drunk driving? Did you lose your senses? Okay. We want some context to that story.
Yeah. Oh, we have a call. All right. Let's bring in the call. 330. What's your question, sir? How can we help you?
Hey, it's William. You guys told me to call in.
Yeah, William.
Other question.
What the fuck made that girl a 9?
Thank you.
You know,
this is why I wanted you to call.
I mean, physically.
Hold on. Don't answer any other question than this one, sir.
Answer it.
What made that woman a 9?
I think I said in the comment,
oh,
I said physically she's a 9. Okay, I like short girls. She's short. She's 5 foot tall, big ass, big boobs, long hair. Just like my perception of her. Like that's my
just
style.
So you know,
like, that's
any,
the kind
and
of
listen, caller, listen enough. Annie, I appreciate you calling in. I'm glad you called in, and we're here to help you.
Yeah.
But we're going to give it to you straight. Anytime you pedestalize a woman for her looks, you already lost.
No, I get it. I understand. And she's fucking married. Well, I met her online, and we were talking.
He said she's married.
Okay.
You met her online. Okay, you were talking. Go ahead.
I met her online. She asked me. We were chatting back and forth a little bit. She asked me to add her on Snapchat. I said, I said, why don't you just text me? She goes, I don't give out my number. And I was like, I don't normally bend to that, but I was like, okay, fine, I'll add you on Snapchat. We talked a little bit. She goes, you know, she's like, I'm actually still married, but I'm looking for some. I want someone, you know, friends with benefits type shit. And I was like, okay, you know, she was like 10 minutes away.
Wait, Liz, why is she telling you, why is she driving this whole conversation,
tell
him, dog?
Tell him.
Well, yeah. Wait, before before we, I get, William, tell us, what you were talking to her about? Because you say y'all were conversating. So who are y'all talking about?
I mean, we were just conversing a little bit. Like, she was telling me about her kids, about her she grew up riding horses. She sees what she saw on my profile.
Wait. Why would you give a fuck about horses when all you doing is just fucking? Why would you care what Black Beauty or Siamese or whatever horse? Why would you give a fuck what a horse's name is?
He doesn't. He doesn't give a fuck.
It was a conversation to, you know, get to know each other a little bit.
You ain't trying. You're just trying to fuck.
True, yeah.
So why are you?
Let me guess. You're falling in love with her too, ain't it? You're falling in love with a married lady.
I would say I'm falling in love with her. I mean, she came over. She wanted to come over last night. I said, okay. I said, well, pick up some beer, come over to the barn. I said, I'll be in the barn working with the horses. You know, if you want to come hang out with me. She's like, okay, I'll be there at 8:30.
You mean while I brush my horse, you're sucking my dick? I mean, what do you mean hang out? You mean just...
You gonna put her on poop detail?
Yeah, like, what is she doing? Cleaning hay? Bales of hay?
Give her a shovel?
Yeah.
Hey, let me put you on some game for this married bitch. And say, hey, married lady, check this out. You see that bucket right there in that shovel? Pick that shit up. My horse is about 15.
No, I put her to work. I put her to work. She brought beer. I put her to work right away.
Put two in the freezer real quick for me. Put two in the freezer. Come out and pick that horse shit up. Put that up for me, and we'll go in the house and fuck.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. I don't know, but I'm...
Principal, you a married lady coming to my house? You're cleaning shit.
Right, so what did she come over for? You didn't fuck her that first time? Because I think you're asking, should you fuck her, right?
I guess my question is, should I fuck her? I didn't fuck her last night. We fucked around. I picked her up. I carried her.
Did you eat her pussy?
I did not. I picked her up. She wanted to suck my dick, but I was like, bitch, you're not sucking my dick. I said, I played around with her a little, but I said, not tonight. You're not. I said, I'm not fucking you. You're not sucking my dick. But we fooled around a little bit. She told me she got off twice. I don't know. She's been blowing up my phone all day today. But I just don't know. I mean, like, what do I do?
You fell into some pussy. You ain't do shit. I'm still trying to figure out why
that's
she
true.
Wanted to
See,
do
that's true.
Shit.
That's true what you just said. That you just fell into that, bro.
Yeah, man.
She's looking for a giveaway, a sucker.
Yeah.
Someone to give her attention while her husband's at work and all that shit.
Suckers.
Like, what do you want her for?
Fall in love.
What do you want her for, Colin? What you want her for?
I mean, I don't really want nothing. I mean, she's fucking married. She's got kids. She's got a career. I mean, I don't know. Like, it's a fun experience, but I just gotta.
If that's the case, then why are you talking about her favorite horse when she was a little girl? And why is she coming over drinking beers with you when all you want to do is fuck? I don't understand you surface dwellers, and all y'all do, you say you want ass, but yet you act like you want a relationship by talking to her about shit you don't even give a fuck about.
Yeah. No, I mean, I definitely don't see her as relationship materials. I mean,
that's another thing these guys do, Steve. They ask women questions they don't give two shits about.
Because
you don't want to lose that pussy, bro.
Yes.
I never ask a woman nothing unless it's important to me why I'm asking that question. I really want, and I mean, Steve, we really got to pound this point home. Don't ask a woman shit that's not important and pertaining to whatever it is the fuck you want to do.
Yeah,
so basically, I should just treat her as like friends with benefits and just fuck her.
A friend with a benefit? What is the benefit?
And what is the friend? She's a married woman that just wants some dick.
She's coming over, bringing me beer. She's helping me around the barn.
Get the fuck out of here with that bullshit. Nicole, no offense, but guys got to stop saying, yo, we're friends with benefits. Get the fuck out of here.
I mean, that was her request, was friends with benefits. That was
her
request.
Why are you leading the fuck? Everything you're saying is she's telling you what she wants, and you sitting there like a dumbass and like, okay, oh, sure. We can talk about horses if you want to. Tell me what barn. Tell me about your friend, old McDonald. Did he have a farm? Oh, did he really go E-I-E-I-O? I mean, come on, dude.
She's a Wisconsin farm girl that moved to Ohio. But I mean, we had a lot of fun. I mean,
I don't know what's fun about her. Like, we need to know what's fun about her.
Fucking she was helping me around the barn. She was helping
she
me
gave
feed
you a
the
beer.
Horses.
She went to the store, gave you a beer.
She gave you a Rolling Rock, a Milwaukee's Best. What else did you do?
She said hi.
What else did you do? Nothing really. I mean, we only hung out the one night, which was last night, and she was sending me pictures today, saying, hey, like, you need to try some of this beer, and she's like,
you need to try. Oh, what a gay best friend! You're so sweet.
I don't know. I mean,
you need to
how
try
should
this
I treat her? Just
what do you mean? How you should? You're treating her like a princess already.
I mean, I've got other girls I'm talking to.
Oh,
I'm smashing.
Stop.
I don't really, you know.
You don't have other women because if you had other women, you would have told her, "I'm brushing my horse, Hildy. You bring that ass over here. After you clean up that shit, put my beer down. You get to lick the dirt onto my balls."
Hey, listen, I'm going to ask this question because I do think it's important when you're fucking around with married women. What's her husband? Mm-hmm. What's he like? What's he do for a living? Is he in the military?
I don't even know. We didn't talk about it. I did not bring up her husband whatsoever.
He don't even know
nothing.
There's going to be a sniper outside his barn one day. He don't even know that. He doesn't even know there's going to be a sniper out in the distance that's going to put a tracker on that dumbass bitch of a wife because she's sloppy. You can tell she's sloppy. She talks too much.
You're driving a nice SUV, I tell you.
Man.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
wait, if you got women, if you have women, then why are you asking us should you fuck her?
I guess I was just curious, like, what, and you guys told me to call in, so I was just curious, like, should I just fuck her and send her down the road or what?
What down what road? You're in love with the cocoa, man. I won't say you're love. You're caking. You got feelings because she's the first woman that brought you a beer, and now you feel that there's a connection.
Oh, hell no. I got bitches buying me beer all the time.
Come on, dude.
Brother,
then why the fuck are you talking about horses and shit with this woman?
Where's she at right now, Carla? Where's she at? I know you know. Where
she just sent me. She just sent me a picture of herself grilling steak.
Good. Now, why don't you call her right now and tell her?
Go ahead.
Yeah.
I was going to say, call her up and give her an itinerary for the rest of the week.
You grill those steaks, bring me one, and then I'm going to put my dick right over top of the steak, and you lick that shit off me. Talk to her that way.
Call her up right now and give her an itinerary for the night and the rest of the week.
Okay.
Come on, William, it's real. Come on, William. I mean, you a baller, right? You a shot caller. You a man.
Hold on.
Hold
on a second. I don't have her number in this phone.
What? No.
I got two phones. I called you guys on my other phone.
Wait. Mm-hmm. Come on. Do you think we boo-boo the fool? Wait, let me guess. Wait. Did she text you with
Okay. Remember what I said earlier? I don't even have her fucking phone number. She's got me on Snapchat.
How the fuck is she texting you then? How are you getting her text messages?
Snapchat. She's Snapchatting me.
Man, you know what?
I swear to God, I don't have her fucking phone number.
Right,
if I had a phone number, I'd call her.
Give me your number now or lose my number.
I would call her right now if I had her phone number.
Yeah.
Jesus, God, man. Come on, man.
I mean,
you got a number, man?
I don't know. What's up?
Grown-ass woman on Snapchat.
You got a grown-ass woman on Snapchat. You don't even know what the fuck you
she's
doing.
She's 38
dog.
Years old.
Yeah, she's too old for this.
Oh,
that's all right.
I mean,
all right,
I don't
man.
Know,
you better have an itinerary for every woman. Now, look, I'll tell you this. I mean, I know Steve may vary a little bit from here, and that's fine, you know. But I don't suggest you fuck married women. I've done it before, and it's risky.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's why I knew you said.
I've talked to women while they have my dick in their hand. They're talking to their husband. I mean, really, this is how we have this game and this information. This is how we know how women truly are when they ain't feeling you. When they're not with you for the man, there's a dick in her mouth.
Yeah, and it's not just
know, I want every husband to know this, any wannabe husband, any guy that wants to go into a relationship and all that shit. If you're not leading that relationship and she's not into you, the man, there will be another dick in her fucking mouth. You need to know that right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, it's not just women. It's women that are dating guys, women that are in relationships, women it's just women, period, that just love you for the security, but they just want to know what it's like being with a man. And the problem is, look, what I would say to you, young man, is leave her alone because you don't know what you're doing. You have no idea because I've got a feeling that you're going to end up on the Wii channel on Snap because after she brings you some beer, she's going to be like, you know what, he beats me, and I need you to take this knife, sneak over there and stab him for me so you and I can live after the ad and we can buy all the horses we want off of his insurance. She's got like, she seems like she's setting you up for something. I'm not saying that deep, but you understand you're a mark right now. You don't even understand that. You don't even understand that. Women search, all women, not just married, they find suckers. Somebody's got to be the shoulder. You've got to be the shoulder, the bank, or the bitch.
I mean, she was asking about hanging out, and I said, well, come over to the barn. I said, I'll be at the barn till 9 o'clock. And I'll get some free beer. I'll get some free beer. She'll pick up some beer on the way over.
Let me get straight. Beer head. Beer.
I mean, I didn't really care what it led to. I didn't think that I would really be attracted to her, but then when she got there, I was like, God damn, she's gorgeous.
What made her gorgeous? What made her gorgeous?
Just, I mean, physically, she was gorgeous, okay?
What's wrong with surface dwellers? Why are you taking her body? She ain't shit. Why are you all, she's so beautiful in her body. Do you see why you're losing, William?
Man, I remember I had this girl in my 20s, man. Unbelievable. She don't even know. She went and married a guy a week later. She called me up and said, I'm getting married in a week. I need you to come fuck the shit out of me.
Yeah,
I want you guys to know this out there. When you think these women are sweet and goody two-shoes and they sit around sewing sweaters, and I really want you to know, I'm not saying, you know, they're all a slut at some point. You just got to catch them at the right time. Every woman is a slut, and it's nothing wrong with that. To some degree, they got to get that out of their system. They got to experiment. They got to know what they like, too. You know, a woman's going to marry you. She wants to know she got good dick every night. Real talk. And so there was a woman, no joke, who I knew her Serbian, soon-to-be Serbian simp husband, and she hit me up and said, we're getting married. We're getting married next week. I need you to fuck me.
Yep.
This woman was wetter than, I mean, I'm just being honest, and I was in my 20s, and I'm not saying this to brag. This is not me bragging. It's not me trying to go back, and, you know, I'm telling you this so you know that these women out here, they're not sweet. They must earn everything. You must put them to work. They must be tired as fuck from working for you. They need to be in submission to you. You got to have a program for them to be in submission to you. To just have a woman meet you at a bar to have a couple beers, bro. Come on, man. You could do better than that.
Yeah, well, what say you, sir?
Wait, you asking me?
Yeah, Mr. Snapchat.
I could tell in your voice, man, you ain't got no authority.
None.
I'm just telling you. I don't want to be mean to you, man, but
yeah.
I could just tell
I mean,
the way
like,
you
no, I got a lot to learn, but I'm saying, like, if she wanted to come, she wanted to hang out, like she wanted to see me, and I said, well, come over to the barn, and literally the minute she came to my place, I put her out to work. I had help with me feed horses.
Wait. What the fuck do you want, William? Do you want what she wants? What do you want?
I don't really want anything out of it. I mean,
yeah,
if,
why are you
if,
talking to her then, William?
I'm just saying, like, is that a dangerous or, like, what should I do with a bitch like that? I mean, should I just fuck her and forget
her?
Wait,
you still
like,
have all these women on your roster, William. Why are you asking us?
Honestly, what I would do if you really want to know, because I think you're gonna still talk to her, don't fuck her for a minute. Make her work for you. Make her do jobs for you. Just say, hey, really, I don't really deal with women unless they serve me in some fashion. I just don't give away free dick, free attention, none of that. So I'm going to need you to do some jobs for me. While my time, you got to do some jobs for me. That's what I would suggest.
Okay.
I would suggest you have her do some shit for you.
I mean, she likes horses. She likes working on the barn. She can come work, you know, do some horse shit for me, right?
I'm just amazed how you service well. You know why y'all lose? Because you don't even think for yourself, man. You don't. And the honest truth is, I know you don't have any other women. I know you're in love with this woman. This is the first woman, and I don't know how many years gave you a little bit of play. Wow, she bought you beer.
I literally fucked the girl Saturday night that went to a concert with me.
Because you paid for that shit. Yeah, you paid for the concert, and after the concert was over,
concert with her?
No, some other chick he said.
Oh, okay. That's another thing, bro.
Girl,
do not go out in public with taken women, bro. That's all, dude.
I mean, you're a girl I've been fucking with for 4 or 5 months.
Right, what he wants to do.
Right.
We can advise you, but do not go anywhere with married women, bro. That's in-house
no,
only.
Different girl. This was a different girl.
Oh, okay.
This was a different girl. Yeah, different girl that I've been fucking with her for 3 or 4 months now, and I took her to a concert Saturday night.
Yeah, you've been fucking with her for 3 or 4 months, really, dog. Come on.
What concert did you take her to?
It was a country concert at a country western nightclub, I used to live like close to it, but it's about 30 minutes from where I live at now.
But brother, why'd you take it to a concert? Why couldn't you have a concert back at your?
I was going there to meet friends of mine for a birthday party and.
Wait, friends of yours, tell me about those winners.
Fuck, I mean, friends of mine from 20 years ago, you know.
Right,
like,
so tell me about those winners. I'm not trying to be a dick, but why are you hanging out with losers, man?
Hey, you
could
play
nice people. I mean, we get together like once a year for our birthday. Like I got a friend that her birthday is, she's 2 weeks younger than me. And I'll be honest, she friends zoned me 20 years ago, okay? That's fine.
Wait, she friends zoned you 20 years ago and you're rewarding her bad behavior? You're rewarding behavior?
No, we just get together like once a year for our birthdays. I mean,
Do you give her a gift? Do you give her a gift and everything?
No, God, no. Fuck no. No, we just get together like once a year for a birthday. We hang out. She had her boyfriend there.
Hang out, do what?
I would have went to the concert regardless.
Friends with benefits, hanging out with bitches. What are you doing hanging out with women, man? SNO and I've known SNO for over 3 years. We don't hang out.
Mm-hmm.
We
bad,
have things
man.
To do when we hang out.
Now, I would have went to the concert regardless whether my friend was there or not.
What you mean hanging out?
She ain't even giving you no pussy, dog. He ain't in the cuck situation. You just hanging out with. Why would you be a third wheel to a woman that friend zoned you years ago?
No, I went with a different girl that hanging out with for the past few months. Like
wait, right there. Why are you hanging out with her? Why ain't she sucking your dick?
She is.
Oh, right.
But
you hang out. She's like, why are you hanging out with her? Why are you even spending time with her? What's the purpose?
She comes over. We ride horses. We cook together.
So y'all play house together. Y'all are semi-married then, right? Y'all a couple then.
No, I mean, like, she'll come over like once a week. If that. I mean, sometimes once every 2-3 weeks, you know.
All right, caller. Well, I'll tell you this, man. If you're going to deal with a married woman, you never meet them out. They don't see the light of day. I don't suggest you deal with one, to be honest. But if you're going to, they never see the light of day. You need to be leading the entire situation. I suggest you do a little bit of probing about the husband so you know who the fuck you're dealing with. Because husbands are simps, especially if you fuck their wives. They will kill you and your horses. And so there's a lot, you know, you need to have better game than this. You need to investigate these women that you fuck with.
Yeah, and this is why it's always important to establish something with whoever, because some women won't even tell you they're married and some won't tell you they're in relationships. But this is why it's always important to let these women know you're not trying to fuck up what they have. Let them do what they want to do. If she has guy friends, let her hang out with the food and whatever she wants to do. Don't try to be exclusive with her. Give her her freedom. Let her do what she wants. You be the dick in the box.
Yeah, I'm not this bitch on Tinder. okay? She's on fucking Tinder.
Then why the fuck are you going horseback riding with a bitch from Tinder? Poor, what's your horse name? Poor little horsey. Poor little horsey. I feel so sorry for him.
Jesus. I've got about 18 in the barn right now, but no.
Let me see what this guy says real quick. He says, well, there is not a big selection of women. Yeah, for dudes that don't know themselves and don't have game. Yeah, you're right. There's a big selection of women out here for men with game that know where they're going, that know how to choose women, that know how to select women. There's a big ass
right,
fucking
hey, Steve,
of women out there.
I mean, like, I'm not saying this to brag or anything, but in 2022.
Oh, really? Hold on. Go ahead and give me.
I have fucked six girls in 2022. And I'm not proud of it. It's just shit that happens, okay?
So is that a big number for you?
Is
that a good year?
Where are we in, like?
Oh, it is 2022. So six in 2022? Okay.
Yeah, I fucked six girls in 2022.
You called in. I suggest a couple things. I say you don't fuck with her, but that's me. I mean, I'm never going to suggest that. Married woman. However, caller, if you are going to fuck with her, never go out with her anywhere. I mean, literally nowhere.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm just saying, caller, listen. We're not. You're a grown man. You do what you want to do. But what I'm saying is that even if she wants you, if I'm you, you don't know what you're doing. I just leave her alone, man. Just leave her alone. And you and Green. Y'all need to hang out together because y'all have this, I don't know, this air about you that women just find repulsive. And I think you should leave alone because I think you're going to get caught up. And the reason I'm saying you leave her alone because I see that you're getting in your feelings and you're starting to care about this woman because it feels good when they start doing, you know, the regular shit that they do for E&I and men like us, when they do it for you, it's like they just cut through a vortex or something when they rub your face for the first time or they buy you some beer, you guys are ready to marry these women and stuff. And the worst part about it is that Carter, you gave her beauty for nothing. You gave her and deemed her to be beautiful for a bunch of fucking beers?
I didn't call her beautiful.
They called her a nine. She was a walking nine, or whatever.
I didn't say that to her. Okay, like yeah, for me, okay. I did. You know what I said to her? I said we were in the barn. We were working, doing shit around the barn and stuff. She was helping me out. And I said something about, so how much do you weigh? I said, you're shorter than I thought you were. And she's like, I said, how much do you weigh? And she goes, I weigh 115. And I said, well, you must have some big
women questions.
You must have some big boobs. Okay.
I would say that. I would say, what you say about 125?
Right, but E is different. When you say how much you weigh and he say how much you weigh, two totally different things.
Yeah, he said it like, smooth. How much do you weigh?
Yeah, like, how much do you
weigh? I didn't
really
say it like
weigh?
That. No, I was smacking her ass when I said, how much you weigh, girl? And she goes, she's like, I weigh 115. And I said, you got a nice ass. I mean, so you must have some nice boobs. And she goes,
all this over Snapchat.
Y'all know what a spinner is, or you just spin around on the
dick? No, this was in person when she's at the barn, okay? And I said, she goes, oh, yeah, I have real nice boobs. And so later on, I was like, we were making out, and I said, pull your fucking shirt up and show me those nice tits. And she did.
Oh my God! You gotta be kidding me!
That creeped me out.
Yeah, that's a dog.
Show me those.
I mean, like,
yo, show me those.
No, it was in the moment. I mean, like, we were making out, and I was like,
I
said, pull your shirt out of the way. Show me those nice tits you got. And she did.
And this woman doesn't give you her number or anything. You have nothing but a Snapchat. All this, you probably damn near saw her butthole You're telling me you guys are Snapchat?
Hey, Renee told you you're creepy. 563-999-3056. Call in to the show, guys. Ask your dating question.
I'm sure you guys got other callers. Probably got other callers, Andrew.
No, man, I'm just saying, dog, listen. And again, I'll say this again. A lot of you guys, he's you. And this is why I think I like having you on for a minute, because I want guys to see what women see in you, not this caller. But this is how they see the majority of you guys listening to this show. This is exactly. They can laugh at you all you want, 330. We appreciate you calling, but
that's true.
A lot of guys are going to be perceived just like this guy right here. And y'all can say as much as you want. No, I ain't going to sound that. Oh, yes, you are, when you don't know anything about yourself.
That's 100%, man. And like I said, you know, you guys got to really work on how you describe things and how you tell women to do stuff. Like, let me see those nice tits. Like, you cannot tell women. You know what I tell them?
She was sucking on my fucking, like, we were making out.
Turn around.
And I just, in the moment, it made sense. Right? Deck.
Spin around. Go lay down. Get under the covers. All right, get up. I swear to God, bro, that's how you need to talk to women. Just straight instruction after instruction after instruction with a female. And they love that shit.
She did send me a picture earlier of her bra, and she was like, my boobs are, or she's like, my.
You got a picture of her, right? Yes or no? Do you have a picture of her? I know you guys print screen that shit. You got a picture of her, right? Right.
I got a picture of her bra, and she captioned it. She said, my nipples are really sore today.
You don't have a nipple. You have a picture of her? Not what?
Yeah, I do.
All right, well, send it to the manmindset at gmail.com. Let me see what you're working with. Send that shit over.
Hold on one second.
Let me see if this shit is real. Send that shit over. Then I'll shoot it over. You send it to me, I'm going to shoot it over.
She probably got long-ass hay hair. She ain't in the salon in like 40.
The manmindset at gmail.com. That's it. The manmindset.
She got Aquanet at the front. You remember that old-school Aquanet? She got that strong hold hairspray with this rainbow bang. She got these rainbow bangs.
What's the email address?
The
man mindset
at gmail.com.
Yeah, I was just about to say that. That nipple got that. Them nipples got chewed on the night before. That's what I heard.
I want to see. I see that. I just want to see. We ain't gonna show y'all. I just want to see what the fuck he working with. He talking all this yak. Let's see what he fucking working with. Let's see what you got, bro. Let's see these ass and titties of a nine. What is it? A walking nine?
She a everyday nine, man.
An everyday nine. Everyday.
All right, guys. I would put her body. I would give her a nine. Her body, I would give her a nine. Her face, I would give her an adjustable six.
Send it over, dog. Come on, just send it over our way.
What's the email address again, real quick? Man.
The.
Okay.
The. Man. Mindset. Set.
Okay.
At.
Okay.
gmail.com.
Okay.
Now I speak to share my four right
what
over
this picture,
I'm just going to show it over to E so he can see it. We'll look at it together, and then you can backtrack like a motherfucker once you send it. You were like, well, wait a second. Her body was a nine, but her face was. You was about to say all that stuff, dog.
No, I give her face like an adjustable seven.
We got about an hour left.
So. Yeah, 412, we'll bring you in 1 second. All right, 830, you just send that. We'll mute you, okay?
Put you in the back. Okay. We'll come back to it once we get this ability picture.
Let's get this. All right, William, I got I'm going to forward it to him. I'll forward it.
Because it's true. Got himself
don't send me the tits. Send me the photo of her. Send me the photo of her, William, not just her breasts. the photo, okay?
Send me everything.
All right. We're going to bring a 412. We'll mute you real quick. Send that over. We're going to bring a 412. 412, what's your question? What's up?
Yeah, I was calling to ask. Good evening to both of y'all, by the way. But I was calling to ask, how important is mental health before this, even all this even start, like dating and all that?
Wait, what kind of health?
Mental health.
Like mental health. Like we don't talk about that a lot. Like,
yeah.
Is that important, or is that like something you can work on while you're doing?
Wait. Why don't we talk about mental health? What, you have something wrong with your head or something? Is something wrong with you?
No, chill. I'm just asking a question. I'm saying
I'm not chilling. I'm being honest with you because I'm about to show you why you are losing. So do you have a mental health?
I'm not talking about losing. I'm talking about something different. I'm talking about mental health, bro.
Wait, listen. Why do you give a fuck about the next man, my brother? Yeah. Fuck his mental health.
I'm talking about personal mental health. What the fuck are you talking about?
Okay, let me slow it down. Let me slow it down. Maybe you don't understand what I'm saying. Why do you give a fuck?
Why the fuck wouldn't you give a fuck about your mental health? I'm asking, is it better to do it before dating and all that, or is it okay to do it while you're dating?
Before we can help you, what is wrong with you? Are you, do you take the small school bus? Do you have ADD? There's something wrong mentally?
No, shut the fuck up. Real shit. You don't fucking make me, dude.
Hold on, bitch. Let me pause you, bitch, real quick. When I raise my hand, motherfucker, you shut your fucking bitch ass up. You called in our show talking about this stupid shit, motherfucker, and I'm trying to help your dumb fucking ass out. So why don't you shut your goddamn ass up and let me ask you what the fuck is wrong with you? Of all the calls and all the questions you can ask, you want to ask about other guys? You're actually calling us, asking us about other men? So dumbass. I'm going to bring your bitch ass back on. Say something smart. I get to hang up in your fucking ass. So go ahead, please. But, you know, before I say something, I'm going to let E-Song say something, because I know you're going to say something, make me hang up on his ass anyway. So go ahead, E-Song.
Yeah, well, the truth is if you pay close attention and everything we teach is not going over your head, it's all to build up your mental health. Everything we teach you, if you are truly listening and absorbing information and it's not just going one ear out the other, it is all to build up your mental intelligence, your emotional intelligence. Everything.
This is amazing. Green, you know what? Hey, Green, I appreciate your time, buddy, but this ain't for you. Good luck in your endeavors, man. Go back to the other side of the street. Anyway, so this is what we're trying to teach you guys about game. All you guys listening. All you guys listening, we're going to teach you something about, we're about to bring this guy in. He's calling us and asking about mental health. I'm trying to find out, does he have a mental problem? If he doesn't have a mental problem, then the question is, why does he give a fuck? If he has a mental problem, then we can help him. So everybody, that's where we're going with this, okay? Where we're just trying to ask a question, because you should never call into a show with men asking about other men. E and I don't give a fuck. I mean, I don't understand, man. So we're going to bring him back in, 412. Please just let us know, without running your fucking mouth, if it's you that has a mental health problem. And if it's not you, 412, can you please tell us why are you worried about other men? That's all we're trying to find out. E, is that fair? That's all we're trying to find out.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's all we're trying to find out.
Yes.
If you don't have mental health problems, then the problem is you worried about other men. But if you have mental health problems, let us talk to you and find out what your issues are. Now, 412, now, please answer the question, sir.
All right, so cool. Yeah, to answer your question, I do have mental health problems.
Okay,
but
okay.
on the same note.
I apologize then. Wait, hold on. Let me apologize to you.
No, on the same note, though, you're not going to disrespect me, though. That's one thing you're not going to call me.
Wait. Wait a second. I'm not the one who can't get women. You know what I mean? So I don't think you understand something. If I get easy pussy and you can't get women, do you actually think I give a fuck what you think? So let's stop there. I'm not disrespecting you, young man. I'm showing you how to have mental toughness. Because if you think that I am being mean and disrespectful, wait till you get around a woman that's going to smell your pussies tighter than hers. So if you think that I'm being mean and you think I'm being tough, then get the fuck out the game because you ain't ready.
There's another thing I want to say, which I alluded to earlier on, is you have to make sure, and I'm not really just speaking to the caller. I'm speaking to everybody listening. If people don't understand you when you're presenting something, that is not the other person's fault.
Yeah.
I mean, a person with game is going to understand you because they can see through the question. But the average person is going to go, I don't understand what you're talking about. This is why it's important that every man practices how to present, that you know how to present it.
You say
it in a manner that's that is distinguishable.
Right.
So I'm not saying, and real quick, I'll throw back to Steve and we'll give it to the caller, but this is not a joke. I mean, life is not texting. Life is texting. That's the world we live in. But it's also proper communication, being able to type out a letter, being able to send out a proper email, formatted correctly, professional. These are the things that this goes into your mental health, because if you don't know how to do these things, you're going to meet with a lot of rejection in the world because the world doesn't give a shit about you.
That's the whole point.
And so going into your mental health, proper communication is important.
Very. Yeah. So this is what, see, a person, if he said, hey, guys, I have a mental health problem. How do guys like I deal with those issues? That's how you ask questions. But you can't ask a bunch of men a question where you're kind of pushing it towards you're thinking about other men. That's where the problem is. See, a lot of you guys, and I'm sorry, hey, guys, and whoever the fuck you are, let me pop you in here. I'm sorry. We're in the winner's table. If you want to be at the winner's table, then you have to understand how winners think. And if you don't
if
you don't like what we're saying, I'm sorry, but you know what? It makes the woman's pussy wet the way we are, the way we talk and how we are. That's how they submit to us. So if you don't like it, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. But let me go and bring this young man in. Now, young man, let's go ahead and talk about what is wrong with you, sir. What's going on with your mindset as far as mental health, sir? Go ahead, sir.
Okay, am I muted now?
Yes.
No, we can hear
okay,
you.
Okay, so I don't want to go into detail because that's a little too personal. But I will. Hello?
Go ahead. We're listening to you, caller. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I was just asking, which I already answered, that it's important to take care of that before you start dating. That's all I wanted to, or if you could work on those things while you're dating. I don't need the disrespect. I just need a clear answer. That's all I need.
Okay, but 412, let me explain something. What you see as disrespect is game, sir. You see it as disrespect because
you're... Listen, I'm a grown man. You're not going to call me bitches. I don't talk to you like that until you start talking to me like this.
Sir, you're not a grown man. You're just a guy. You're not a man. Stop saying you're a man. You're not a man.
Okay?
You're a guy.
Okay, where are you from, bro?
I'm from Planet Man, motherfucker. That's where the fuck I'm from. But what I'm trying to say to you, I'm not the one with the mental health problem, am I? Why don't you listen for a second? Stop talking. Let's talkie-talkie. Because you think this is like Miyagi-Do, where I'm supposed to prove myself to you. I'm Sato in this motherfucker. I don't give a fuck what you think and how you feel.
Wait.
Come on, man. You worried about women. You think you can teach me something? Come on, dog. Come on, listen. We're trying to help you. Can you just get out of your fucking way for 1 second so we can help you? Because this is why you're not going to learn. Because if you were a student of mine or a student of Ease, we would be talking to you like this, and this is why you wouldn't be able to cut it. Because you think what we're saying is mean. So I'm sorry. Do you want me to tuck you in your bed, give you some warm milk, and tell you that the world is fault? It's everybody's fault? You tell me what you want me to do, 412.
Am I muted or no?
Nah, you finally unmuted. What do you want to do? Give you some warm milk?
Okay. I'm just asking for mutual respect. That's all.
Let me tell this caller something. This will be very helpful. And then what Steve's saying is helpful too, but you got to look at it that way. Let me say this. Just because men or males carry around a dick and balls, doesn't mean that you're a man yet. I'm going to tell you when you're a man is when you are successfully controlling every controllable area in your life.
God damn it.
I agree to that. No, I really do agree to that. Yeah. And what I want to say to
Males,
what's your name again?
When we address males, we're saying that, you know, you came in the world with a dick and balls. So you are a male. But you are a man, and you'll be perceived as a man and respected as a man when you are successfully controlling every single controllable area. The things you can't control, you ain't got to fuck with that. You let that be what it is, and then you experience whatever comes your way. You're ready for it. You're able to manage it. But in my book, and in any man's book that's successful in his life, when we see you're controlling your anger, when you're controlling the conversation, even how you can present the conversation, and there could be a tremendous amount of benefit tailored into the presentation.
Yes.
When you're talking to women, talking to business people, people you're networking with, your doctor, when you go to your doctor's office, you know how to talk to them. You know, you can be honest. You're transparent. You're not afraid. This is when you're a man. When you go get your blood work drawn every 6 months, you're checking out all your vitals. You're checking out all your organs. You're a man because you're taking care of yourself. You're respecting yourself. So in my book, and I'll throw it to you because Steve asked you a good question, but I wanted to say this to everybody listening. You're a male until you can prove you're a man, and you are a man to yourself and to the outside world. When the outside world and you, when you look in the mirror, you're like, every area in my life that is within my control, I am controlling it successfully.
Yes. Your first the lesson that you missed, young man, was mental toughness. And you're easily rattled, you're easily moved, which means it's not me. I'm not trying to date you, which means is this is why you should stay away from women, because when a woman knows that she can say and do things and get you off your square, you're going to lose, man. And that's part of the game, dog. Does that make any sense?
The other dude, white boy, whatever he said, that makes sense.
Wait. Hold on, Todd. Wait. 513, give me a second. We'll bring you in for a second. 412, listen, this is what I'm listen. Now I'm gonna get in your ass. Now you give me press to get in your ass. Don't ever fucking call this show and call a motherfucker a white boy on here. Because if he called you the N-word, right, you get all in your fucking pussy ass feelings. So don't disrespect this man on this show. This is why I am the way I am, because see, you took his kindness for fucking weakness, that where you had the fucking nerve. They call him a white boy. Why? He has a fucking name, you dumb mother. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Was that part of your mental illness where you felt that you had the right to call him a white boy? Someone that was looking out for you. Someone that gave you some good game, and your thanks is calling him a white boy? See, this was wrong with motherfuckers,
and I want to say something to Steve. I really respect Steve for saying that. But here I want to also demonstrate something. How he portrayed himself in that moment is who he is.
That's what I'm saying.
And to Steve's point, so do I give a fuck that he called me a white boy? Hell no, I'm a well-paid, dope-ass motherfucking white dude.
Yeah, but
to Steve's point, Steve is right. But it's really irrelevant what this caller said. What he did, though, was he represented himself in that moment. And he showed us his maturity level, his vocabulary, his ability to adapt to other men.
Jesus Christ.
How he's going to be able to correspond in a group and work within a network. I mean, brother, you got a long way to go.
Yeah, man. You just, like, dude, you could at least call him. Look, he's trying to help you out. Before I bring him 513.
Yeah, it didn't bother me at all. I love Steve for doing that.
Well, bother
but
me.
To me, I'm sitting here in my paid chair.
Right.
Living my dope life while you just perhaps even miss an opportunity.
Yeah.
He don't even know who he's talking to.
Right. Well, it would bother me.
Right. That's going to happen on the outside, too, if you don't clean it up.
Yeah, what I'm saying is, this is what y'all understand about game, mental motherfucker, is that game has no color. It has no color, no race, no religion. And the fact that you're saying that, that's disrespectful to someone saying something. If you don't know anyone's name, and let me teach you something to help your mental ass along, you say, well, you know what? I don't know what's your name. What's your name, sir? Oh, Everett Overton or Coach EO? Well, hey, EO, hey, Steve, fuck you. I was talking to Coach EO. That would have been fine, man. But I'm not going to let y'all sit here and talk no shit like that, man. And I'm going to let you come in one last motherfucking time. But listen, you need help. You need a motherfucker that's going to punch you in your fucking chest like this. Because if you go and you don't have nobody talking to you this way, you're going to fucking lose. Now, I'm going to bring you in one last time, and then whatever you got to say, then 513, we got you next. What's up, 412?
All right, so I respect what you just said, both of you guys. But I did ask him his name multiple times. He never answered me. I wasn't trying to be disrespectful to you because you was the one that was more level-headed trying to help me out. So I didn't mean no disrespect if it came off disrespectful.
I was level-headed.
No, that's what I'm saying. You were.
You may not get another second chance to represent yourself. See, when you say, I didn't mean any disrespect, if you just knew how to tailor your messages and your presentation was primo, you wouldn't even have to say that. So what we're telling you is you may not have another chance at that job. You may not have another chance at bringing that girl on the team.
Yes.
This is why it's important that your presentation is tight.
Everything he's saying, yes. You got to know what you're saying because you don't have a chance to flip it, man, okay?
Am I muted still? So can I talk?
Oh, yeah. Hurry up. We got 513. What do you want to say, sir?
I appreciate both y'all. No, but have that same energy towards your whatever your coworker or whatever, Steve, when he come at me, because he's the one that started this. But I say that to say y'all both did help me out on a broader perspective of things to look at.
Okay. Call it. Just remember this real quick. Just remember this. Every woman that you meet is not going to blink her eyes and smile and turn her head to the side and be kind to you. Every woman is going to test your nut sack and see what kind of fucking man you are. And if you can't handle what I'm doing to you, I'm trying to show you game. If you can't, and both of us are showing you game. If you can't handle that, that's the problem. You got to be able to handle everybody. Everybody. Everybody, okay?
I got you.
So just listen. What I'm saying to you is listen. Everybody's not going to be like nice to you, dog. Life ain't sunshine and rainbow.
I'm expecting everybody to be nice. I'm just expecting. There's not going to be no respect, then we can just part our ways. That's the way I be.
Wait. You can't demand something you don't have for yourself, though. You can't.
I have respect for myself.
Okay. Let me show you when I was 9 years old. Okay, when I was 9 years old, got in the game. All right, when I was 9 years old, when I got in front of my mentor, you know what? I didn't know shit. I shut the fuck up. Whatever he talked about, I listened. I asked questions. And when he called me all kind of bitches, shut your motherfucking ass up, you ain't shit, man, you know why I'm so glad he did that? Because he taught me a great lesson that the world is a very cruel place when you ain't standing on shit. But see, unfortunately for a lot of you guys, I'm not here to be disrespectful. I'm here to toughen you up mentally. Remember that? It's a key thing, mentally. Not on a physical, not on a mental level, where you have respect for yourself to stand on what you want to stand on. Because there are going to be women that's going to talk to you this way. There's going to be women that's going to do
I'm
much
worse. I'm not talking about women. I called about mental health. Well-being is what I'm trying to say.
I'm trying to connect a mental health thing that you're not connecting.
Yeah.
I'm trying to connect.
You know what I'll tell them real quick? I'll say there's three types of mental health. There is where you go and get a clinical diagnosis that you either suffer from depression or something, and you are put on some sort of routine of some sort. I'm not going to tell you what that is. And then there is a man that is constantly losing at life, and now he has mental problems. So there's two types of mental people. There's someone who's clinically depressed and mental, manic depressive, things like that, and now you need to go in and get checked. Right. If you get checked and they don't detect that there is a problem there, then you are probably just losing at life.
Yeah, just check yourself.
Yeah, see, years ago I did have that, so it's not like I'm just losing.
Are you taking medicine right now?
Nah.
Okay, did you check yourself out and you realize
you're
something?
You know,
Okay, then fuck with everything I said. Just go get your medicine. Go get your meds. Because if there's no
balance. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, y'all, what you said was important, though, and I hope you lead with how you was brought up by your mentor, because it makes sense the way you come off and your what your goal is in coming off the way you do as far as mental toughness. To me, it came out like from the dark. Like, I don't know where you're coming from with this.
But you're not supposed to know what. Remember, I always tell my guys, and he just said, it's not my job to explain myself to you. It's your job. Remember, you're calling us because you have a question, right? But don't expect us going to put a ribbon on the thing and make it a perfectly packaged. That's not game. I would be doing you a disservice if I package it up in a bow, telling you what you want to hear versus what you need to know.
This is another reason why.
I'm sorry?
I look at it a little different because I look at it like if I'm coming to your restaurant and I'm getting poor customer service, you think I want to come back to there or you think that's going to get good business?
Okay.
Being treated in a certain way?
Okay. But this is not a restaurant. This is your life. Okay? What I'm saying is that you're not prepared for what's out. This is what's wrong with a lot of young men. Listen, I'm not saying you. A lot of young men think outside that door is rainbows and everybody's nice and everybody's going to treat you fair. And that's something that mom has done to a lot of these young boys. And sometimes even dad has done that to a lot of young boys. What I am saying is that I'm just trying to get you to finally open up in your mind your mental gym where you can learn and have mental toughness. Because if your EO is mentally tough, meaning he will never be moved off of his square, never. And a lot of you young men don't understand. There are things you remember, there are things you know, the things you don't know. And this one right here, there are things you don't even know that you don't even know. So what you're trying to compare to a restaurant, I'm beyond that. I'm talking about how you interact with yourself. Remember, I'm all about the. I watch Billions, so I'm about the Prince list. You got to prove that you're even worth my time for me to do work for you. I'm not on a restaurant. I'm on that Billion shit where I created my Prince list years ago. Where you come in here, you got to prove that you're worthy of my time. Because I don't like wasting my time. Nor does E. I'm sorry, E. You got it, man.
No, man. It just go. Everything you said is right. And this caller, you know, you need to get back on meds. Were you ever clinically diagnosed with depression?
Of course I was. But
then caller, it is important to yourself and society that you remain committed to that regimen.
Yes, please. Yeah,
you're being irresponsible if you're not. You're being an irresponsible man.
Yes, please do it.
And I'm not talking down to you. I'm telling you, you are not a man. You're not a responsible man if you've been clinically diagnosed and you are abandoning the recommendations of doctors.
Yes. So please get on your meds. Please do yourself a favor. Just get on your meds, because until you have that balance that the meds hopefully give you, you're going to be all over the place, okay? Just get your meds, okay? Don't worry about women. Don't worry about dating. Don't worry about relationships. Take care of yourself. Promise you'll go tomorrow and go check and get your meds so you get a process of balancing yourself out. Fuck all that other shit we talked about. That's not important right now. Get your meds, okay?
That's I respect that. That's what I was calling. That's all I was calling, the importance of it. But I kind of figured this out on my own. I just wanted to see it from a different perspective. But it is important. So I appreciate that.
Right, well, what we're trying to do, young man, is to have you see it from your perspective. See, the one thing that a lot of people on YouTube do, they're trying to get you to see it through their eyes. E and I and men like us don't want you to see it through our eyes. We want you to see it through your eyes, where you make decisions for yourself for the betterment of yourself and not somebody else, sir.
And truth be told, if you need to see it through our eyes until you can successfully see it through your own eyes, then I would suggest you do that.
Yeah.
Because sometimes being yourself, this whole be yourself bullshit, sometimes just being yourself, you need to get rid of that motherfucker.
Yeah.
So if you got to see it Dean's eyes temporarily, momentarily, you know, until you can actually begin to trust yourself. And now you're making decisions and moves in your life that are beneficial.
Yeah.
Then you can go ahead and branch off and be your own man. But sometimes you do need to you need to see it through somebody else's eyes for a little while.
No. Well, let me hear. And Dominique, we don't sneak dish motherfuckers. If we weren't calling, we talk. Hey, if you listen to the show, I was not sneak dissing. If you ain't shit, I'm gonna tell you ain't shit. But whatever.
Who sneak this?
No. I'm sorry. That was somebody. No. He thought he was trying to say that I was sneak dissing you by telling you to get on your meds. I'm not trying to sneak diss you. I just want you to be better. I want you to get better. Fuck everything else.
Yeah.
Get better. Take your meds and see what balance you have. Go to your doctor, and if the meds aren't working, find the shit that works out for you. Okay. All right.
Right.
All right.
Man,
well,
I appreciate
listen. All right. Well, you have a good night, sir. And you're gonna be all right, but just do that shit, okay, man.
My man, appreciate it.
All right, you take care, man. Thank you, 412. All right, let's get to 513. 513, what's your question, brother? What's up?
What's going on, gentlemen? Hey, I wanted to know how you guys respond to a woman asking you, are you fucking other women? Now, a woman asked me that, and I told her yes.
Stop right there. Hold on, stop right there.
Go ahead.
Are you fucking other women?
No.
Turn your computer down.
You said no?
No.
Okay. Well, honestly, I'd rather you, first of all, you never really have to answer a woman's questions if you don't want to. However, I am a man that has nothing to hide. So what I would say is, currently, right now, I keep my options open. I'm dating.
But let me ask, 503, let me ask you a question. Can you turn down your TV in the back of your computer, please? I don't want to hear
it. I got it muted.
Yeah, we hear ourselves as kind of be. Okay, sir, let me ask you a question. How did this conversation come about where she asked you, are you seeing anybody?
You can't tell no women that you ain't fucking nobody. I'm just saying, there's some people in the chat room saying just to say no. That is a no-no. You do not tell a woman you ain't fucking nobody.
You ain't got it. Yeah,
real
right.
Quick, just to my earlier point, and I want to throw it to Steve. Steve asked a good-ass question. If you're not fucking anybody right now, what I want you to tell a woman, if she's asking you, so do you fuck other women? What I want you to say is, I do as I please because I'm currently not committed to anybody.
Perfect answer. But call her. When she asked you that, what did you say?
Yes.
Well, I told her yes. To answer your original question.
But you just
you
said
asked,
you don't have
what women. Brought it about.
Wait, Tom, I'm lost here. You said you don't have any women, right?
Correct. I'm not fucking any other women.
Okay.
Correct.
When she asked you if you were fucking any women, what did you say?
I told her yes.
Wait. I'm lost. Maybe I'm here. Did you just say yes?
Yes.
Why would you lie to her?
Because I plan on fucking other women.
Okay. Excuse me. Okay. Let's slow this down. When she's asking, are you fucking any women? She's asking about the present. She didn't say, are you going to fuck other women in the future? She's asking, are you fucking women right now? And you said yes to that question. So what was her reply?
She wanted to leave.
And what did you do?
I let her go.
She wanted to leave? What did she say? Wait, she wanted to do what, caller? She wanted to do what?
She wanted to leave.
She wanted to believe.
Leave.
Oh, leave? She wanted to leave after you told her you ain't fucking nobody?
No.
After I told her I was.
He lied to her and said he was fucking women.
Oh, I see. I don't know. She wanted to leave. Okay.
Yes.
Well, I don't. Hmm. But what's your question then? Well, I don't understand. I'm lost because you're lying to the woman. So,
see, this is where, too, you need to educate women. Okay, caller, listen, this is the part where game comes in. See, this is where the so-called man who says he's got game is going to show he doesn't have any game. Because you educate the woman. She asks you a question. Are you currently sleeping with anybody? You say, currently I am not exclusive with anybody, so I do as I please. Now, if I decide at some point that all I want to do is fuck you, then that's what I'll decide. But until then, I am not tied to anyone.
Perfect.
Beautiful.
do you want her back or something now? I mean,
she came back.
Okay, but when she came back, what happened when she came back?
She good with it.
That's what's up.
Okay, but then why are you calling it? What, I don't understand. What's the
Well, I wanted to get the game that I just got on how to answer a question like that.
All right, that's good. That don't lie. Yeah, but
right. No, and that's one thing that I knew I messed up on from Jump Street was lying.
For real.
Do you think that woman?
I'm sorry, I said it. I missed it again.
No woman. Do you think that she ain't sucking no other dick?
I don't give a fuck, but yes, I believe that she is.
Okay. Well, I like that you don't give a fuck. I do like that to some degree. I like that. But that's why, you know, game is constantly educating people.
Always.
That's what game is. It's just constant nuggets of information and game to people you fuck with so they know how to treat you.
Call it real quick. Yeah, we got to grab another call, but is there any other questions that you have, my brother?
No. That was it. I appreciate it.
I was listening. Remark what EO said, because what he said was gold, and the reason why it was gold is because he's standing on his square. See, he's saying? He's saying that you ain't the only one without saying you ain't going to be the only one. And if I choose tomorrow, or if I choose 5 minutes from you leaving out that door, I walk out there, go buy me some Skewsberry Crunch, and I run into another woman, then that's just what it is. And that's what men do. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
She always...
Yes, sir.
Okay, good call. But all you guys listening, a woman should never feel safe. She should always wake up every day saying, is today the day he's going to leave me? Is today the day he's going to trade me in? Is today the day he's going to cut me off? And what do I have to do to keep and be in his good graces?
And you also got to be able to, and that's 100% fact. Another thing you got to be able to ask a woman is, I like the question. What is so beautiful about you that I should only be fucking you? Like, you got to be able, like one thing you could do is be okay with the question by telling her, hey, I dig the question. I like that.
Yes.
But let me ask you a question, baby girl. Clearly by the question, I assume you want me to be just fucking you, right? That's what you want? And say, that's not necessarily a problem, but what is so beautiful about you that all I want to do is fuck you?
And guys, call, I'm about to bring you in 1 second. Guys, you're allowed to talk that way, number one.
Yes.
And number two, don't think it's not going to bring her back. See, you heard that. A lot of you guys say, oh, my God. They will love you more because all the other surface dwellers before you have never talked that way. And that's the shift that you need to talk to these women like. And again, you're not being rude. You're not being mean. You're just keeping things real. Okay, area code 909, then 516 next. 909, sir, how can we help you, sir?
Yo, what's up, Steve?
I'm not, and EO, I'm not the only one on. Myself and EO. Coach EO is on as well.
Oh, what's going on, Steve? EO, what's going on? What's up with y'all?
We're good. How can we help you,
sir? What's up, man?
Hey, first of all, I'm Dominique in the chat. Steve, that was not a diss to you. I was just pretty much letting you let them know that society will pretty much say, hey, get on your meds, but then also kind of laugh at you. Motherfucker's on his meds. That's what I kind of meant by it. I didn't mean you in particular.
Well, no, and it's good.
What society thinks.
Yeah, right, that's what I'm saying, Dominique. Dominique, listen, society is allowed to think what they want. It's none of my business.
Fuck what they think.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Hey, fuck what they think. And again, they can laugh at him. I mean, it's okay.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, this is where the mental toughness comes at. Nobody has to be your fucking friend. There's no rule that's really got to agree.
And to that point, Dominique, men got to start keeping their business private, man.
Yeah.
What are you telling everybody I'm on meds and shit? Like, that's another thing. Like, these men today are like tell-all. They want to tell everybody their business. How would society know? The only person that should know is you, the doctor, the pharmacist, when you give them your fucking last name and they give you the little paper bag, and maybe the people closest to your circle, maybe.
Absolutely agree. Can I add this little story as a reminder to everybody out there to maintain your frame?
Where's the frame? What, is that something you hang on the wall?
I mean maintain your masculine frame. I'll just say real quick. I'm an actor.
Wait, sir. I can't stand those PUA terms, dog. I hate
you. Well,
Talk like a man there, on this show, please. Please.
I would say look beyond. Okay, I won't use the term. What I mean by just standing on your square and being a man with a woman. And I say that because I'm an actor, and I was pretty much talking about a scene with a young lady who's also my female lead. She decided to note that she wasn't into me sexually because I was speaking to her too deep and too insightful into the character we were talking about the script. Now, being that we're both actors, she should be able to relate to how I'm going into depth about the character. But she just saw a dude who was way too emotionally available or thinking about the emotions of a person or a character, and that totally dried her up sexually. And that's exactly what she expressed to me. And so I was like, whoa.
You're not doing porno, are you?
Oh, no, legitimate acting. Like, I'm actually filming a film that's going to be released in theaters and everything like that. But what I'm saying is, like,
fire her.
That, exactly. That's exactly what I thought. I was like, but we're actors and we're supposed to be like that. But I was like, even on a sexual level, it's like, really, because I can look beyond just the surface, you're not into me? It's like, okay, I get it. You're into just dudes that's down to dick you down. I get it. I would love to be one of those dudes, but I'm not going to go through the effort of trying to please you to be your greatest.
Wait. Wait.
Why would you love to be one of those dudes?
Yeah. Why are you?
I'm saying I would love to be one of those dudes who fuck. I would love to be one of those dudes who fuck. But I'm not going to go through the effort.
What is so special about her?
Nothing.
But you said
why did you say it then?
Well, I'm saying
it goes back to guys not knowing.
Like any attractive woman out there, I would love to fuck any attractive woman. That's what I mean by it. I don't mean that she's so special that I would love to fuck her.
But what makes her attractive?
Her physique, her face, her body. That's the only thing that I find attractive. When I found out about her, the way she thought, she no longer became full-fledged attractive to me. She just was just
But why would you hand her that attractive word when she didn't approve attractiveness to you, young man?
I didn't express it to her. This is how I feel about it. I think she's an attractive person. I didn't tell her she's attractive. I'm just saying is when she relayed that back to me, why she didn't want to have sex or engage any type of sexual type of relationship with me.
Wait a second. This went from to doing a film to you trying to get some sidebar pussy. It sounded like you tried to duck back.
Hold up. The sexual attraction between both of us was there up front. And we were talking about.
How was it there up front?
I don't.
No, how would
because we were talking about it off after meeting each other on set, we exchanged numbers and we talked about the sexual attraction between both of us.
All right, caller, I'm a pirate, and I can go all I want. Am I actually a pirate? Until you sit on my ship and we go get some booty, right? So her just talking is her running game on you because you gave her the lead role. And she saw sucker, so she's like, I want to hold the lead role, so let me pet his mane and make him sing.
No, dude, I'm an actor that got cast like she's an actress that got cast. I didn't give her anything.
Mm-mm.
We're just two actors in a movie.
Let me ask you a question. Why would you want to mingle, you know, pleasure with business? Why not just do your part? And if she expresses
very good question.
And you could tell her, hey, listen, baby girl, I got the job on my mind right now, and so maybe after this movie is produced and published to the public, maybe we could have this conversation at a later time, maybe. But right now, I got my mind on business.
Yeah,
I absolutely agree with you, EO. That's why it was only one conversation.
Well, okay, I understand that, but here's the thing that I don't understand. I need you real quick. Okay, so she said she was attracted to you. So what happened?
Well, another day when we were working on something else, we were talking about the script and I was going into detail about the character, about both of our characters. She heard me going into depth about both of our characters. And on a personal level, outside of the work of the script, she thought, wow, this dude is really deep. That's totally not me.
Okay, but what does that have to do with her not wanting to fuck you, though?
Because I am a dude that is.
Why do y'all listen to women?
Yeah.
I just don't understand why any man on the planet really believes anything coming out of that mouth.
What?
Do you believe what women say, caller?
He did.
Do not all the time. But in this instance,
never believe it. You know who you should believe? What you say. You should only believe what you say.
Yes. But, okay, I'll say this in closing. I didn't take it any further beyond her rejecting me because of the whole Me Too thing. We are actors in the Hollywood industry, so I just took it as that and just backed off. I'm like, okay, that's your decision.
She flirted with you? Here's Steve, I'm sorry, but this is what these women do. They flirt with you just to get you to come to their side of things, and then they reject you.
But this is what I understand. Where was
I agree.
This at? When I first started talking.
This is why you can never go to
set.
Because
it
her
was
whole
on set when we first started talking.
I could reel in this whack fish. Let me throw this fucking whack bait at this motherfucker and see if he'll take the bait.
Yeah,
and then
too.
When you take the bait, that's when they don't want you no more.
Yeah, you're too easy, too eager. Too easy, too eager. And unfortunately, listen, Carl, no disrespect, a little bit thirsty there.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit thirsty. Because
But how am I thirsty when I didn't pursue it?
Okay, but no, you did try to fucking pursue it. And then all of a sudden when you didn't get it.
Because we had the conversation?
Okay, wait a second. Okay, I'm just saying, okay, the motherfuckers that have game with this panel, we listen to everything you're saying. We're not listening. You said that you and her were talking about sex, right? Right?
Yes.
On set. Okay,
not on set. This was after set. I wouldn't.
Doesn't matter. Y'all were talking about
it. It was not on set when we were having the conversation. It was after we met on set. We exchanged information, and we talked about it another day.
Okay, but then all of a sudden, when you had this script thing, all of a sudden she didn't find you
attractive. On a different project, yes.
On a different project. So then where did all this, kumbaya, I don't want to lose my job, the Writers Guild and all that other stuff. Where was all that Writers Guild and all that other stuff in the beginning, sir? Where you say, you know what, I'm not going to talk to you right now. I got other shit. I got business to take care of. I'm trying to be an actor versus a man that's going to fool somebody.
Caller, answer me this. Steve's right. Answer this question for me. Who brought up the sex?
She did.
You know what you should have said? You know what every motherfucking guy listening to this broadcast needs to say to a woman who talks about anything about sex? You know what you should say?
I'm listening to you.
I don't talk about sex. I have sex.
There you go. That's it.
And when you say I don't talk about sex, I have sex, what that does is tell the woman, shut the fuck up and put your money where your mouth is if you want to smash or not.
Yeah, don't waste my time.
See, the problem is these women want to get your sexual energy, your casual recreational energy. They want to get your food. They want to get all this shit, bro. And so what you do is say, listen, I don't talk about having sex. I have sex.
Yep.
This
is where I go wrong, man. All that frame. So you're in the wrong fucking frame. You should be on your square, man. Fuck a frame, man. Listen.
You said, is that something you put on the wall?
Yeah, that's what I thought it was. Yeah. So is your acting job important to you, or are you just there to fuck? What's important to you?
It's important to me, Steve. I think you're going a little too in just to make an example of somebody over the phone, Steve. Offering this as a story.
No, I'm not trying to make examples. I'm sure why you don't have game and why you need to learn game, young man. You're food to these women.
I would have said all this on set if I thought it was appropriate to say on set. I waited till we were off set.
Okay,
you have the conversation.
I'm just asking you. But something happened on set where you
nothing
said
her, happened on set.
But you just said her pussy dried up. Something happened. You were telling her how
that's
deep
the
you were.
Conversation, dude. You're conflating meeting her and the conversation we had after meeting her.
Okay, what happened to turn her off? What happened to turn her off?
We were discussing the character of a – she listened to me discuss in depth about the characters and said, wow, this guy is really deep. That's totally not me. I don't think it's going to work out between you and I.
Do you actually think –
And then you know what you should have said was, I'm glad you told me, so I'm going to find another actress.
There you go.
But to me, it was no point even responding. To me, as an actress, the person you're working with, the actor, should think deeply about the character. So it made me think of her as kind of like dumb. It's like, wait a minute. We are professionals. As professionals, we're supposed to think like this.
But what do you think she thought about you when you were cupcaking her off the lot being thirsty? What did you think she thought about you?
Your imagination's running wild, Steve. You think I'm cupcaking. We just had a conversation about that.
You took her telling you she was sexually attracted to you, right? Right? She
explicitly said that your body is great. She's saying these words to me, dude.
That's the whole point. She told you what was, and what did you do? Nothing. Because you don't have experience. And because you didn't have experience, it wasn't the script that turned her off. It was the fact that, you know what? I just gave this guy some pussy, and this motherfucker don't know what to do with it.
Okay, so I called to kind of somewhat agree with you guys to let you guys know that even if you're talking about work and stuff that you guys should be talking about, be on the same mind frame, don't be on that. Be a dog. Be that nigga. I'm agreeing with you. Ultimately, that was my point of calling by saying even if you feel like you want to be equal with her or talking about something unrelated to sex, always have sex on your mind, because think of you weak anyway if you divert anything less than strength. That was my whole point of calling.
We don't have sex on our mind. We have us on our mind. We don't have sex on our mind. So that's the separation. Oh. I'm trying to show you. I'm listening. I'm going to review this.
I'm going to play it back, and I hear you.
Listen, what Uncle E and I are trying to show you, okay, is that when a woman's trying to throw it, when she's throwing the pussy at you.
She was throwing it at me.
Right.
She caught me in a moment just talking to being an actor. You're right.
Yeah. Pride, stop that, motherfucker. I'm trying to teach you a fucking point. No, I'm sorry. I'm going to let you just pride to her being a dick. No. So when she.
You said that, Steve. You said that. I didn't say it. But that means some subconscious stuff is coming out of your head.
When a woman tells you she's sexually attracted to you, that's not throwing a pussy at you?
I agree. I said I agree.
So when that happened, why wasn't you fucking?
Right. To the earlier point I made, you can never listen to women, bro, because women that find you sexually attractive are bouncing up and on that dick. They're not talking about it, bro. They're riding you. They're taking it from the back.
Because I agree with everything you guys are saying, but y'all just saying, how come your dick wasn't wet? How come your dick didn't get wet? I feel you. Okay. I'm here. See you there. Like, dude, what I'm trying to express to everybody is that be on your square. If you don't like a frame, a rectangle frame, be on the square.
Okay, but listen, brother, all I'm saying, I appreciate what you're saying. I just don't want you to think it was the script that was the problem. It was a lack of experience on your part that was the problem. She used the script.
Can I ask you a question, Steve?
Yeah, sure.
Let me ask you. Okay.
Sure.
Do you think that I just didn't jump on the pussy fast enough?
Okay. She put that shit on the platter.
Boy, I'll go after you.
My bad. You're right. She put it on the platter for you, okay?
And I didn't eat it right. I didn't eat it fast enough.
You didn't eat at all. Right? You didn't even dine at the fucking restaurant. You just played it off like, oh, well, Shuck's got it. That's okay. Well, let's just talk and exchange information, and we'll go back. It's like a guy that – it's like a lot of you surface dwellers that when women offer you pussy and you're so shocked about it, you want to take them on a date because your mind isn't even connecting the dots. I'm sorry, E, you got it, brother.
Now, I look at it as Robert Duvall of Colors. I'm sorry.
Ask it one more time, please, for me.
Sure.
What was that question?
I'm sorry. I thought you were going to say something to me. I didn't hear that part.
No. You were asking a question. I want you to ask the question for me. There's a reason why I'm saying it.
It was a statement, actually. It was just a statement. I think of it as Robert Duvall in Colors. If you remember the scene, he says, I'm not going to chase after this one little thug gangster. I'm going to go walk down the hill and get them all. So when she was throwing some pussy at me, I'm like, great, but we got work to do. I'm not going to just jump on it right away and jeopardize the work that we're doing to jump on the pussy right away. That was my thought, and that was my mode. So we had a conversation about a completely different. I'm sorry?
You know how to multitask. I'm sure you know how to multitask. If you're in the acting business, you know how to multitask, right?
Yeah, but, dude, there's also logistics of it. Dude, she lives in Santa Monica. I live in Pomona.
I mean, you can't
Let's go ahead and put a finale to this topic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because I was saying,
okay? Remember, a man is always doing everything on his terms. So what you could have done in a matter of 5 seconds is said, listen, clearly you want to get at me outside of this space. I'll let you know when we're ready to do that.
But they were outside the job, E.
Oh, you were already outside?
They were outside. He was not at the studio. He said that happened outside the studio, E.
I was supposed to jump on the pussy ASAP.
That's your place. Okay. Why didn't you just say, let's go to my place?
Because my place is not a place to come to.
Oh, really? When women fucking cars, alleyways, and all nasty shit? Dog,
This is not a girl. You a fucking alley, dude. Come on now.
No way. Who said
you don't? Show you my Instagram. Show you who I'm talking about, and tell me if you fuck her in the alley or not.
Brother.
Now you'd be surprised what these women do, bro. They fuck in bathrooms. They fuck in nightclubs. They fuck in the back. They suck dick in a car.
All that shit.
They fuck at the
bar. A woman that's featured on network TV in a supporting role is not fucking anybody in the alley.
You're putting on a pedestal.
Just because she's in a moving picture doesn't mean she's
because she has her fucking image to worry about, dude. She has public relations, her agent, her manager, everybody else. Okay. Why would she do some stupid shit like that?
Who says she would? Call her. See, if she was with one of us motherfuckers on the panel, you know why she would do it? Because we ain't going to blow her shit up. We're going to let her know that you can be exactly what you want to be. You can be that nasty.
But you don't control people's cell phones, dude.
But wait a second. Who says we're going to be in an area
where people... You would, a nigga like you would, but you don't control the cell phones of people who would possibly see that.
How do you know what I would do? You don't know what kind of motherfucking game I
would do. You just said you would. You said a nigga like me would do it for a nigga like me. I feel you, Steve. I feel you.
I'm sure you, dog. I feel it. Call it. Listen,
I hear
all
you,
we're trying to help you. Listen, we're just trying to not only help you, but listen to people that listen. We're trying to help you see something that you're missing. That's all we're trying to do, brother. That's all we're trying to do.
And I'm not calling to brag. I was calling to represent, to let everybody know my L that I took, and say, don't catch an L like me. That was the whole point.
Caller, clearly she wasn't interested in protecting her reputation when she's talking about sexual shit.
She brought that shit up to you. So what about that reputation?
So she's clear. You're trying to protect her. You're trying to make an excuse for her. I think
she was trusting that I wouldn't just go blur it out, which I'm doing right now.
No, we don't know. We don't want to know. We don't know her name. It could be any woman out there.
I'm not offering her name.
Millionaire.
She was
bitches,
willing to have the conversation with me, trusting that I wouldn't go blurt it out to the world.
No, caller, listen, all we're trying to say is that when you admit that you just don't have the experience, it's okay, man. It's not the case.
It's not the experience that I'm lacking. It's just that individual situation.
Okay, when you say you don't know what you're doing, she's going to find an easy out. And you know what the easy out is? Oh, my God, you're so smart. You're more educated than me. You're a better actor than me. So for those reasons, I'm not interested in you. You want to know why? Because she went out on a limb to offer you pussy. And then when you, without experience, you made her feel stupid. You made her feel stupid. Because all she was saying was, lead me. Not either to your house or to a hotel. Lead me. And you couldn't do that. So she felt stupid. So to justify her stupidity, she used you as being a great actor to why she ain't trying to fuck. Don't even see it.
I hear you, Steve. I hear you. That's a dot that has been connected. I get you.
Okay, well, we got other callers to grab, but hey, appreciate
you
calling. But
I still respect both of y'all.
We know we got love for both of y'all.
Remember, man, stop talking about fucking and start fucking.
Start for please. Please start fucking.
I feel you.
That's another thing.
That was my point. That was my point. Stop talking to bitches and just fuck them. That was my point. I agree with y'all.
All right. Start doing, then just talking. Start doing, okay, young man?
Yes, sir. We're the same age.
Well, your age? No, what do you mean? What's your age? Age ain't got nothing to do with that shit. I've been fucking.
We're the same age.
I've been fucking the same age. But it still doesn't make you mean you're on my level just because we're on the same age. I would never do that.
I'm just saying we're both young men.
All right, man. All right. Okay. Okay. I appreciate you, Nino, nigga. All right.
Real quick.
What's up, man? Hold on. Let me bring it back in. We got other callers. We got the lines blowing up. What's your real quick?
I was just going to say that EO looks exactly like my co-star, who's my partner cop in the movie. And Steve, you look like me. And I just posted in my story that you two, EO and Steve, are the characters in the movie as if we didn't work cops. That's all I wanted to say. Because I got a bald head just like you, and EO looks like my other actor cat. That's all I wanted to say.
Make sure you put underneath that, the only difference is when someone offers us a pussy.
Y'all getting pussy. Y'all getting pussy, and I'm not. I feel you. I got it. I'm not going to get depressed like the other homie.
I got a nice pussy, bro. Go ahead, bro.
That's why I'm listening to y'all.
All right, respect to you, man. Respect to you. All right, let's bring the next call. I'm sorry for the long wait, guys. 516, sorry for the long wait, then 111. What's up, 516? Sorry for the long wait. What's up?
No problem. Am I coming in clearly for you guys?
You're clear to the motherfucker, yeah, dog. What's up, brother?
All right. Awesome. So good evening, Steve. Good evening, EO. This is Carbonless. I'm calling in with respect to Steve's question, more geared towards EO. You have a quote that says, "The game will bless you, but you have to give the game something to bless." So I kind of know what that means, but I wanted your clarity on that, maybe with some specific life examples. And I guess when the game does bless you, is there any kind of action or gratitude you show, like a prayer, to say thanks? And that's my question. I'm going to get off the line because I know you have other callers.
I do want to commend you on a productive presentation here.
Excellent.
You called
excellent.
In, yeah.
Excellent.
So this was a nice example for the class. How to call into a show, how to properly greet and pose the question, and really not even try to be a nuisance as you try to take yourself off the call, and
that's
we'll keep you there.
Yes.
So number one, I'll give you an example. When I picked up my phone back 4 years ago and made my first video, I was blessing the game.
There you go.
I was blessing the game of life because I knew that many people eventually would find the messages, not necessarily me, but the game that I was teaching. And so then I bless the game, then the game blesses me with you, with all of you. And so we work for each other. I bless you with the game, you bless me with this business. So when I say the game will bless you, but you have to first give it something to bless. So what moves are you making? What kind of action are you taking? How consistent are you with that? How focused are you with that? How passionate are you with that? That's what's up. Yeah. So I blessed the game when I first picked up my cell phone before I even had a decent presentation. I picked up my cell phone and started kicking game. And at that very moment, I began blessing the game. And then the game began to bless me back.
And caller, to help you understand a little bit more also is that always remember life, time, and the game is moving in one direction and one direction only. And it's going to be there before us. It's there before, excuse me. It's here right now while we're alive. And even when we're dead, it's going to keep moving on. And none of those things care about us, but what they give back is that they begin to show you and open up doors of more knowledge. See, that's why you got the tribute you pay to the game is the love and admiration you have for yourself to be real with yourself, because the game is nothing but transparency. That's all EO has been saying since fucking he's been a goddamn baby, probably saying, yeah, baby, transparency, I'm EO. But what I'm saying is it's all about transparency. So when you are giving back to something that gives you transparency, it allows you to be more transparent with yourself. Thus, you keep evolving. See, and the more you are transparent with everybody else, it's just like a give and take. It's a give and take. As long as the game will be there for those that respect the game. You can't respect the game when you're trying to cheat the game, as in trying to backdoor the game, trying to get a quick fix of the game, trying to do everything or manipulate the game. The game ain't going to work for you. Matter of fact, it's going to backfire and bite you in your ass. But what we're saying is that we're students of the game. Students, we're always learning and we're always getting back from the transparency of the game that's helping us evolve. E, you got it, brother.
Yeah, and here's the thing. When Steve mentioned you can't cheat the game, just remember you could try, but then you're just cheating yourself because really if you want to go deep, you are the game.
That's it.
Each and every person is the game, believe it or not, whether they know this or not.
Yes.
And we're all interconnected to some degree.
Yes.
Which is why we don't want you focusing on race, skin color, all of that. It's the human race, really. At the end of the day, it's the human race. Now, that doesn't mean that you're going to correspond and gel with every active participant in the game because everybody is an extension of the one thing. So it's like the game is – it's the game, but we're all branches of the game.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
So you are the game, caller.
Yes.
You are the game. So how do you bless you first? Bless you, then bless the game. Then the game brings it right back to you because it's a boomerang effect. So it starts with blessing the man, which is life, which is the game.
Yes.
And then you bless because of that fullness of blessing yourself and self-realizing what you are. And I just told you what you are. Steve told you what you are.
Yeah.
I'm telling you that you are life. You are the game, whether you know this or not. You are the game. So how well are you blessing the game, which is you? And then at that point, out of the fullness of blessing yourself, then you can naturally bless the game. Then the game just brings it right back to you. And that's what it is.
And this is why EO always says it begins and ends with the man, and we're going more into the mindset because as the game, you create your chessboard. All of the pieces cannot move off the rules of their own. They must rule and operate off of the chessboard. Even the opponent across from you cannot rule or move the pieces based off of how you create your game. But your game is only your game, young man. It's not E's game. It's not my game. It's yours and yours alone to do with what you want to do. And when you have something precious as the game saying that you, since you have a nutsack, you have a birthright as a man. You have a chance. The game says here's your opportunity. You can be a man or you can be just food, which you're called whatever you want to do, right? But what you do with it is what you do with it because game is not going to stop for you. I'm telling you, it's not going to slow down, no time or life. They're not going to slow down and wait for you to tie your fucking shoes and is it okay? Can we move now? They're going to keep the fuck on moving. And either you're going to keep up or fall behind. E would say you, brother.
Caller, let me give you, and Steve is 100% right, and let me ask you a question real quick. I'll use a football analogy, which I always like to do. How does a quarterback bless a receiver? And how does a receiver bless a quarterback? Because they're both doing it simultaneously. Tom Brady cannot have the most touchdowns last year without somebody catching the ball and running in the end zone. And equally, a receiver can't have the catching yards and the personal accolades so he could be successful and get them pay raises unless he's got a quarterback that can connect with him. So Tom Brady blessed the game and other quarterbacks when he learned how to be a quarterback and how to throw the ball proficiently. And then also his receivers blessed Tom Brady back by learning how to run sharp routes, how to break away from the defender, and how to get them hands on the ball and take and bring it in for a catch. So he had to someone receiving the blessing, and then equally Tom receives accolades from that throw, and then the receiver receives accolades from the catch. They both blessed each other.
And caller, let's add on to this. How else do they bless each other? Gronkowski watched film. Brady watched film. So Brady watched film to set up Gronkowski so he can bless him. He watched film so he can put himself in a position to be blessed by Brady. See, that's how deep it is. But the two of them, by showing Coach Belichick or Arians, Bruce Arians right now, that
yes.
He can allow them to call their own plays because he trusts that they have done the work that needs to be done while everybody else is sitting on their asses. So Tom called the play. because I know that you can read the defense, and I know whatever play you call, whoever you're going to throw that ball to, he knows the coverage, he knows the route. Like he said, he knows how to run around. See, all that is blessing and gain. See, all that. Y'all don't even look at the film on yourselves. Y'all never watch the film. We're good, but call her. But do you have any other questions, man? But that was a great call. Okay, I guess he rests. Okay, we got three more calls. We got just three more calls left. So we have 111, then 737, then 267 for the wait. Sorry for the long wait, gentlemen. 111, what's your question?
Good evening. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. What's up from London?
Yeah. It's just a quick one.
So sure,
basically,
Governor.
basically, I had a girl on me.
British pounds.
Go ahead, Harry Potter. I'm sorry. he started this shit. I'm sorry, Colin. I was going to shut up. See, he started this shit. Go ahead, man.
Yeah, basically, I had a girl on me.
They don't want American money over there, bro. I was talking to somebody over there. They said, we don't even want American money.
You
go ahead,
fuck
bro.
You, blood. Bloody wanker.
She was throwing the pussy at me, but she was a police officer. I was on the wrong side of the law, so I didn't deal with it. I'm not about that life anymore. Should I go back and pursue it? That's all I want to know.
Okay. You understand... there's no difference between an accountant throwing pussy at you, a lawyer throwing pussy at you, or a police officer throwing pussy at you. That's their job. When they're done with their job and they clock out, they're a woman after that. You're looking at what she does versus who she is, big dog. And if she's a cop, guess who can get you out of tickets? What's up, man?
Yeah, no, I totally understand that, but, you know, I just didn't want to take the risk, you know?
No, wait, what risk is it? Okay, she's not a cop when she puts her fucking badge in her fucking, I guess y'all have clubs and shit, y'all not have guns or whatever, but when she puts her clubs and her fish and chips down and shit, she's a fucking woman.
Okay, yeah, that's understood. So basically, we both went our different ways. And I do want to actually hit the pussy, so I don't know. Should I go about my business or is it too late?
I need to ask this caller something. How do you know she was throwing the pussy at you?
Because she was at the time in it, but again, I just didn't deal with it because I was.
Governor, how did she bloody say? What the fuck did she bloody say to you?
She was just on it, innit?
Give you some pussy.
How did she know?
You know,
her friends
were telling me she wanted to suck my dick, but I wasn't bothered. I didn't care.
Wait. Her other police officer friends? Wait a second. Something's not right here. How the fuck? Wait. Is it her cop friends or her regular friends?
Now, listen. Through my friend,
y'all listen
his
to
girlfriend,
people.
It was her
God,
friend.
Bill motherfucking friend.
Huh?
Wait, let me get this straight.
It was a friend to a friend, basically. It was a friend
to a friend. You played 6 Degrees of Kevin Bacon, and you didn't hear from the source? So somebody just told you she wanted to fuck, and you listen to them dumb motherfuckers?
No, listen, it was a friend of a friend, and we was all together. You know, we were speaking. I found out she was a police officer, so I left it, innit, you know?
Wait, when did you know she wanted to fuck you?
From the get-go, innit? Obviously, we was all together. It was four of us, you know?
Just because women hang out with y'all don't mean they want to fuck. Listen, gentlemen, all my dogs listening, listen. Just because she hangs out with you, smiles, and tells you hi, she doesn't want to fuck you. What makes you think she wants to fuck you?
And women don't mean what they say, bro.
I can assure you, listen, I get pushy. I get pushy.
You want to fuck?
But I can assure you she was on it. That's what I'm saying.
What did she do to assure?
If she was on it, why didn't you fuck her then?
Yeah, wait. Why didn't you fuck her? But what did she do to show you she wanted to fuck?
She was just telling her friends, oh, I like him, Zach, I like him. But I wasn't pressed.
Up and walk up to her and tell her what it is and take her ass out of the bar?
I like him?
Literally, I like him, I want to fuck him, but I had girls in it, so I wasn't pressed.
But listen, then she said, I like him. And she said, I like to fuck him. She just said, I like him.
Listen, they're all hosed. You know what I mean? The point is, I wasn't bothered.
Wait. I'm glad you said that. Well, if they're all hoes, then why don't the fuck you just go over there and fuck her then? If she's a hoe.
Because, again, I didn't want to mess with her too much in my lifestyle because everything could crumble, you know?
What do you mean crumble? Wait a second. Why are you hanging out with a fucking cop then, motherfucker? Why are you hanging out with a cop?
The whole point. It was a friend of a friend. He was a police officer, and I was skeptical.
Why are you hanging out with a police officer?
What did you say? It's a spectacle.
He was skeptical.
Oh, skeptical.
This is what I'm saying. It was a friend of a friend, and she was a police officer, and I was skeptical to deal with her, okay?
And yet, but
why? She's a fucking woman. Why not? Gives a fuck who she is. She could be a lawyer, a nurse, a cop, wait tables. Who gives a fuck? She's a woman, bro.
Listen, just, yeah.
This is where y'all are. You guys are pedestalizing her based on what she does. That's just what she does.
So what? It hits the fan.
You were afraid to fuck her in it. You were afraid she can't handle you.
You scared to fuck.
Huh?
You were scared to fuck her, I think.
You scared to fuck.
I didn't want to get her sprung and then the shit hit the fan and then it all goes to
shit. Oh, you ain't going to get her sprung, dog. Listen,
no, that's what it was.
At 3 a.m. in the UK.
Hey, go and say the bloody queen. Are you fucking with us?
Anyway, the point is, should I pursue it again or leave it? Is it done?
Caller, you serious? Lying. Caller.
I want to get a bloody sprung.
Fucking A, Mike. Hey, wait a second. Let me get this straight. You were hanging out with the cop and her friends. And now,
I was hanging out with my boy, yeah? And his girlfriend had a friend who was a cop, okay? And she was on it, but I didn't deal with it because she was a cop.
Why are you a third wheel? I'm trying to figure that shit. Wait, why the fuck are you hanging out with your friend and his girl?
I'm not. No, obviously I'm not. When I was around there, you know what I mean? We was all together in it. We was together at one point.
Are you three or are you four?
Boy, man, come on.
Well, was you four? She wasn't a cop at that moment, was she? Did she say blowy?
You should have called Unique, man. You should have called Antonio. Yeah. He would have smashed
her. Antonio would have fucked the shit out of her, boy. He would have said, bring them blowy-ass motherfucking hoes, and I'm going to fuck the shit out of you, Mike.
Say, he would have said, listen, cop, bitch.
No. Okay, then. What I'm saying is this shit failed? Should I pursue it or not? Is it gone?
I'll work tomorrow, but you're going to come suck my dick real quick. I'm Antonio. Nice to meet you. I have to work in a couple hours, but bring your handcuffs and everything, and I'm going to fuck you for 2 hours. That's how Antonio talks. He's going to be like, listen, this guy's not going to fuck you. I am. This guy is,
okay, then. Yeah.
Doesn't want to. He was scared. This guy's skeptical. I'm not.
That's right. Call her. Call her. If you wasn't a fucker, why would you fuck her now? Wait.
Because I didn't, like, you know, she's still
do
not.
Do you have her information?
You know what I mean?
Wait, she's a cop. Do you have her information?
Yeah, I can get in touch with her, yeah.
Well, why don't you call her right now?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Is it worth it? Should I do it? Do you know what I mean?
Dude, stop giving a fuck about what she does for a living. Fuck that bitch.
Gosh.
Call her right now and just say, hey, come through tonight, bring your handcuffs.
I bloody got some drugs in my dick and I need you to bloody check it out, governor. That's how I talk to her like that. Just say it, man.
Thank you. Mission accomplished.
But it's not accomplished. No.
No mission accomplished.
Leave her alone.
Call her right now.
Yeah, well, yeah. I would tell him to leave her alone because you don't know what the fuck you're doing. Because she wasn't a cop when the four of you motherfuckers were together. And her saying that she was trying to get at you, went just like that film, motherfucker. See, when y'all motherfuckers, y'all always say you want pussy. And then when the sun, moon, and stars line the fuck up and they want to throw some pussy at you, you get all scared and shit.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I did. Yeah, I did.
I see.
Yeah, that's what
see?
I'm saying. We said that earlier. You were scared of the pussy, bro. I would have walked right up and said,
this is my life. This is my life.
I
didn't want to entertain the police officer just in case.
She's not a police. She was a woman at that time. Did she have her police outfit on when y'all were hanging out?
No.
Oh, she was a woman at that point. Her job is a police officer.
That's
and even
fair,
then,
that's
you still smash her. Ain't nothing different about that bitch in a uniform.
I just thought it was too close to home, you know?
It's like a dude with a uniform ain't shit. It's the man underneath the uniform. You think a badge makes a gun? makes a motherfucker a man?
Do you know how many female cops I fucked who love keeping on their outfit and they want to play, go ahead, you're under arrest. Oh, my God, you capture me. Oh, take, what are you going to do with me right now? That's role play. You could have been fucking cops and robbers with her ass.
Hey, it's color right now, bro.
Not
that ain't
bad. So again,
she's probably out anyway.
Yeah, she probably out. Yeah, she had a cop bar
right now.
A cop bar, yeah.
She had a cop bar right now drinking with a bunch of cops. They're going to smash her.
She had a cop bar. She like,
they're all going to fuck the shit out of her.
She like, yeah, it's so bloody long ago. I tried to fuck him, and he didn't want to bloody fuck me because he thought, oh, it was a boy. He, can you believe it? Look at the titties I got right here. Why did he fuck me?
I knew a chick, man, a Puerto Rican chick that was a cop. And she told me all the cops were dorks.
Yeah.
She told me that. She said all the men male cops.
That's fair. It's real life. And they
fucking in their
real
car.
Concerns, you
always
know?
Fucking in their car. What? Caller.
It was real life and it was real concern.
It wasn't
That's
real
it.
Life. Well, then why? Okay, caller. Why are you hanging? Okay. When did you find out she was a cop? When did you find that out?
When I spoke to her, like, I asked her, what do you do? She said she's a police officer.
Why are you asking a bitch like, what she does for a living?
Damn, man. There's a lot wrong
conversation.
Here.
Conversation.
That's not conversation. That's weak talk for I don't have experience. Well, when you realize she was a cop, why don't you just throw her back in the water? Or, excuse me, back into the ocean or sea or whatever there is. And, yeah.
Well, that's the whole point. I kind of did. I didn't deal with it. And she was still on me. That's the whole point.
She was the prime minister. No. Hey, real talk, though. I don't know why you gave a fuck about her being a cop, bro. I mean, and it matters. And it doesn't matter at all, bro.
Because I was on the wrong side of the law. That's it.
I don't. Hey, she do. Hey, you understand? That's what Blow-E turns him on. It makes him pinch their nipples, man. Come on.
Hey, the second you care
bad,
about
man. Blow-E, right,
that's the living you already lost.
That's
like,
bad,
even if a woman
told
me she's a lawyer, I'm like, oh, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
That's it. I ain't saying nothing else.
Yeah,
cool. You like that shit? You like that lawyer shit?
All right, cool. That's cool.
You like being a lawyer? Cool.
Put me on trial.
I tell you
what. Cool. So I should just leave it, take it as a loss, and move on.
You go right to the next thing if it comes up. Oh, I'm an attorney. Oh, that's what's up. Defense attorney? Cool. You like doing it? Nice. Hey, pay your tab. Let's get out of here.
Yeah.
I mean, why do you
that's
care?
Fair, man.
Because,
you,
okay,
again, I was on the wrong side of the law, innit?
No,
and if it
be
went
honest.
To court,
be honest. You were nervous. Look, you were nervous for the first
nervous.
Time in your bloody
yes.
life. You already bloody a minute in Wanka. You said that you were nervous because she bloody offered you some ass instead of the chips and fish that you usually eat.
And when you were nervous, you went
nervous.
Off my smoke a fag, didn't you?
It's because I was doing wrong things, didn't
you? You went outside to smoke a fag.
But,
and your
okay,
jumper.
So what,
I had a jumper on.
Yeah?
I went outside to smoke a fag because I was nervous.
Jen. Should I leave it or should I holler at her? That's all I want to know.
You ain't trying to fuck, dog. You ain't trying to fuck, dog. You ain't trying to fuck. You don't want to fuck, man.
Yes, I am.
No, you don't.
Oh,
call. He
okay,
fuck you shit. He wanted to fuck you. How long ago was this? How long ago was this? Please tell me this last week.
Yeah,
how long
it's been
ago
about a year still. It's been about a
You're
year.
You're about a you old motherfucking fucking year. Oh, blimey.
Yeah, man.
Wake up.
Yeah, you still living. That bitch is
Listen,
living.
I've had other hoes in it, but I still wanted to fuck that. You know what I mean?
The blue
I've had other guys, but I still wanted
mate.
To fuck.
I fucking can't believe
yes.
this. A year? You're telling us
yeah,
about
man.
A bitch. Dog, a Oof. Year? A year?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Let me give you a mannerism. The power of man compels you. The power of man compels you. What the fuck are you doing talking to us about a year?
This dude's being all nice. Look, like he was like, fam, you got to move on, fam.
That's fair. Okay, then. That's it, man.
You're all nice about it, fam.
All right, then. I appreciate the advice. Thank you.
The bloody alley was scared of the booty. You were scared of it.
Just no, I was selling drugs, man. What the fuck? That's what I was
no.
doing.
could have put the drugs down. Remember, you're a drug dealer by day. You could be Batman by night.
No, fucking 24 hours.
He was selling drugs as he was afraid. What, you going to have your drugs out and shit?
I know, for real.
Real drugs.
I couldn't take you out of my house, so I didn't want to do any of that in it. I didn't want to get too deep. That's why I left it. But I still wanted
deep.
To hit it. You know what I mean?
The only way you could get deep is if you decide to go deep. See, that's another thing that just shows you you ain't in control of your life. How can you go deep with a bitch if you're controlling your life?
Thanks for the pussy. I got a confession. Please don't arrest me. But I've got drugs in my house. Please.
No, it's not even that, man. But, yeah. All right, yeah. What's done is done, innit?
Yeah, well, fucking A, man.
Yeah, great broadcast anyway. Thank you.
All right, Governor. Top of the morning to you, mate. Cheers.
I get so weak in my knees, I can hardly speak. I lose all control. Inside, it takes over me. Motherfucker got deep on us. What?
I know, for real. God damn. All right, 737, you up. And then 267, real quick. 737, sorry for the long wait, brother. How can we help you, man?
All good. The best of evenings to you two gentlemen.
Thank you. What's
hey,
up,
I came
y'all?
Here to hear. What's up, man? What's up, Coach Yo? What's up, Steve the Dean Williams? Hey, I just came here to hear Steve call dude a wanker and for Coach Yo to start singing that SWV from back in the day. Oh, shit.
That's what's up, man.
Yes, how can we help you, brother? What's
I'm
going
saying,
on?
Really? I just wanted to call and show some love real quick, man. Y'all have answered, what, 973,000 of my questions, and all of them I didn't even know needed asking, man. Like the generosity you two gentlemen display on this show alone is just fantastic, and I hope this show stays feasible for a long while and that you're attracting the clients that you do want from this, because it's just amazing. And I started my first outside sales job, commission only job today. And that's primarily why I've been listening to you guys and Lucario and them. Not women necessarily, though. I've been learning a shit ton on that.
Good.
What's that?
Good. No, I say congratulations, sir.
Okay, but thank you. So when Coach Yo comes out with that sales module, I'll be all over that. No doubt.
Definitely. Soak that shit up.
Yeah, man, no doubt. Hey, gentlemen, much love and prosperity to you all this week. I'll be around.
Okay, thank you, sir. Great call, man. We'll throw you back in. Appreciate you, man. Area code 267, your last one, man. Sorry for the long wait, brother. How can we help you?
Hey, what's going on, Steve? What's going on, Coach Yo?
Yes, sir.
I respect what y'all doing, man. I hope y'all can hear me.
Information, man. What's up, brother? How you doing, man? Go ahead, call.
I'm in the truck right now, and I drive a truck, man. So.
Oh, yeah. Be careful out there.
I just wanted to know what y'all think of, you know, like women that I'm not sure if I'm on top of it or nothing like that. Y'all just taking questions?
No, go ahead, you got it. What's up, man?
Yeah,
we got you. What's your question? Go ahead.
I want to know what y'all think of women that come over from overseas and they come over here and they trying to get married, trying to get their green card. Like the finesse be real out here.
I got a real easy answer for you. You want to know what it is?
I just want to know what y'all think. I know what I think.
I don't think. They're not a part of my reality.
Right. And they're not a part of his reality.
They're not part of my reality.
Yeah. And listen, you have to see what people don't know is that y'all think just because they speak a foreign language, they're stupid as fuck. They know bitch when they smell bitch and green card. So I'm all for a woman. If a dumbass brings a woman overseas and puts her, if y'all watch my Facebook, I always show you that 90-day fiance shit. All you see is women just foreign women running circles around these American men. Circles around them. Making them feel like shit, talking shit to them, and doing what they want. So, and guess what? It's not their fault, caller. We never blame women for anything. It's not their fault.
I met a woman. She like 21 years old. Like, she from overseas. She's been over here like 6 months, and, you know, I smashed her and everything. But now I hear her talking all this, you know what I mean? She's trying to get a green card and all this, and I'm like, yeah, you ain't going to finesse me. I'm not doing none of that.
How many times?
What she wants you to do?
I know,
what she wants you to do?
Nah, she ain't really say it like that. She was just saying basically her and her aunt, they got to go, you know, find somebody so they can get their green card so she can go to school. And I, what I realize is all over the world, all the women are on this feminist movement, you know, type time.
What do you mean? How is that a feminist movement? That's not a feminist. Yeah, what is that? What are you talking about? That's not a feminist movement.
What is that?
Nah, I'm saying like.
What are you talking about?
Nah, I'm saying.
This is a man's world, bro.
No.
What are you talking about?
No, it is a man's world. It's definitely a man's world. No, but what I'm saying is, you know, that's the talking
bro.
Point.
Yeah, what is feminist? I don't understand. What is?
And why don't you help her find a chat to marry, bro?
Why
don't you say, hey, that's what's up. I get it. You're concentrating on your survival right now. So let's find you a chat to marry.
Yeah, let's find you a sucker. Look, we'll clean you up. I'm not saying pimp her out. No, here's the deal.
Pimp her out too.
I will find you the perfect guy. And you just suck my balls and let me nut in your face when I want to, and we're good to go.
Uh-huh.
Well, since you say you get a finder's fee, 15% of that dude's income.
Exactly.
And so she got to get funds from him and marriage.
Yeah.
So she can make her and her
– God bless them.
Her sister that's getting ready to get deported. But so her and her sister can come into the country legally, like Trump. Legally.
Uh-huh. Yes. And you can even cry in the wedding.
Y'all
trying
to turn me into a pimp.
No, we're just showing
game.
You, this is game.
Some game, bro.
Yeah, this is game, dog. Hey, look.
Nah, I appreciate it.
Hey, I love when they come in, hello, I'm trying to get green card. Hey, you know what? I love that. You know what? I respect that. We going to go get you that green card.
That's
together.
Right.
I got you, baby.
That's right.
I love your fact. I want you here in the States. And you got some sisters your age, too? Oh, hell yeah. Bring the whole fucking family. I'll fuck them all. Come on. Green cards for everybody.
Hey, caller, you ain't trying to help out your bitches, bro?
You said I ain't trying to help out what?
Why don't you want to help out your bitches?
I'm not even going to lie. I'm saving my money to buy my own truck.
I'm really struggling right now. My washer and dryer went out. I'll be like, yeah, I understand that. You know, what you should do, we need to find you a chump. So you can put it on that Sears charge card and get you some, you know, a nice washer and dryer delivered.
Yeah, hey, and you do need some more Michelin tires on that damn truck, brother. Come on. You need to need two. Come on, man.
That's right.
I don't even like the horn.
New struts.
Yeah, your horn's going toot, toot. You want onk, onk. And I know that costs a little bit of money. Girl, we can get that. Hey, look. No. Leave that motherfucker over there. See that motherfucker, old motherfucker that's about to croak and shit? Hey, that's the motherfucker. You just stroke his dick a little bit, girl, and we get that. Let's go make that money. Smack her ass. Be all you be. Go do that shit. And when you come back, what do you mean, dude? That's how you do it.
No. I agree with you.
I get it. I would have hit her with a straight up. Listen, Ivanka, I get it. You need to find you a chump. Don't worry, I got you. Sit back, stay in the cut. Lay back in the cut. I got you. There's a stipulation though. I'm gonna find you a husband. You gotta pretend to like him. Give him a kiss. Let him eat your pussy. You ain't gotta fuck him because he ain't gonna even require it.
Yes.
He just wants you to be there.
Yes.
All right, sleep with him sometimes. Make him a little eggs in the morning.
Mm.
But I need 20% of his income.
Right.
20%, you get married.
Uh-huh.
You don't want to go back to Ukraine, do you?
Right. Nah, you don't want to do that shit.
You don't want to go back to Ukraine, do you?
Yeah, you don't want to go back over there.
Especially your brother.
You ain't trying to go back to Ukraine.
Mm-mm, not for brothers in Ukraine, brother. No, but listen. It's important. Listen, caller.
God bless Ukraine.
Yeah, God bless Ukraine, whatever. Yeah, the peep game, caller.
Yeah.
Call this. Think what they're doing in Ukraine. I want you to think about this for a second. What they're doing is these smart-ass Russians and Ukrainians are setting up these dummy websites, okay? They're grabbing whores off the street. They're cleaning them up. And what they're doing is they're typing for the whores. All you guys, I'm sorry. If you actually think you're talking to Bashbuska, whatever her name is, you're talking to a dude right now that's typing all that good shit to you until you can bring her ass over. Why? Because when she goes over, like E's saying, they're getting a percentage of her. When she gets over there and gets your money, oh, man, she can I go to Western Union to buy cow for my mother? You know, and whatever.
Right. Yeah, take your ass over to Walmart, bitch. Get you a MoneyGram real quick. Paulina.
E-O-N-T. Can I ask y'all one more question?
I'm giving this money, but I'll give you game, which is better. See, that's the thing. E-O. Don't be afraid when a woman tries to tell you a problem. You ain't got to fix them. I mean, you can fix them through another motherfucker.
Fact. Can I ask you another question, EO?
Yeah, I got you, man. What's up?
Like, you know how 95% of men are like, you know, like suckers. Like, do you think it'll come a time where at least like maybe like 15% of men won't be suckers? Because I see like a lot of stuff.
Wait. You know,
going mainstream.
Whoa. We gotta look at the big picture here. You're missing the whole mark. Listen.
Uh huh.
Okay, there's this thing called the economy, okay? And people need to make money, okay? So, in order to make money, they need to sell product to unsuspecting suckers that actually believe if they take said product, they're going to get the woman. That's why you never see really fat bitches in nice cars yet. You would never see a commercial with a fat bitch on there where they really trying to sell something that's high value, right? So, they want you to think that if you buy this beer, or excuse me, Axe spray, and you spray it all over your body, which they made billions of dollars off of, women are going to come off of everything, right? But see, we need that. See, listen, don't disrupt, young man, don't mess up the ecosystem. Listen, this is between you and us three. Ain't everybody
so you're saying we need suckers?
You goddamn right. Somebody's got to buy the dinners, the drinks. Someone's got to chauffeur them around. Someone's got to buy them the rent, the brand new phones to call us. Oh, man,
We ain't doing it. We ain't doing that shit.
Yeah, and call her. Whoa, you ain't even doing it right, brother. Look, let me put you on some game. Next woman you get at, go over her house and just sit there. And she's going to be like, what's wrong? I'm about to leave. Why? I can't play my video games on a 32-inch TV. I can only play it on a fucking 50 or 75-inch flat screen 8K TV, right? And where's the surround sound? How the fuck am I going to play my games on no surround sound? Let me go. Girl, let's come on and go to the future. Look at this shit. I don't even have no milk.
This is real talk, right?
I don't have no steak. There's no excuse fairy crunch. You don't even have my fucking Belgian waffles up in this mother. Girl, you know what? I'm going to have to reassess our relationship. You know what that motherfucking woman going to do? She going to go to one of those suckers, economy, right? And she's going to be like, my TV broke. You're going to be like, what's wrong, girl? Well, I heard there was an 8Z TV. Ah, oh, you girl, it's called 8K. Really? Yeah, well, I heard it comes with surround sound, and you can get an Xbox package so I can work out. Hey, call to watch this. Everybody watch it. This is the most powerful weapon she's got right here. Because as soon as you buy that shit, she's going to take this and put it right here and pull that motherfucker down and take a photo to show a little bit of city, and she paid, you paid. E?
The only male in this chat room or anybody that comes across this video that has a problem with this are the men we're talking about.
That's it.
Now, you have a choice to make. You don't have to be that, but you probably will be. But, you know, listen, women have problems, dog. You know this, right? Women got a lot of problems, man. They bleed every month. They got hormonal problems.
Woo-wee.
You know, their house is a mess. Their car got McDonald's wrapped in the back and shit. You know, they're messes, bro. Do you realize women are messes or no?
Yeah.
They wrap it up nice.
A lot of problems.
They put cocoa butter on their legs and shit, and they got y'all believing that they're dope like that. Do you think women are dope?
I think women live in the fantasy world,
and they
trapped in it.
And then you think because they got a little soft tush on them, a little soft pussy that they're dope, right? That's what you think.
No, what it is, I'm gonna tell you what it is. What it is, it's so many desperate guys in the world that they blow the women head up. Like as soon as the women develop ass and titties.
I don't give a fuck if a woman came up to me with the biggest ego in the world. She still ain't going to win.
That's their job,
You're going to turn it down.
No, call her. That's their job.
Game on her. I know I'm going to redirect the conversation. Sorry, Steve. Let me just
tell you. You're good.
It doesn't matter what the fuck she thinks. It matters what I think, and I'm going to redirect everything she says is going to get redirected to where I want it to go.
And if it doesn't benefit us, she's gone, or we'll trade her off for to our boys for like a supplemental and a second round pick or something like that. Or put her on the practice squad and look her out. I mean, come on. There's that we do things. Listen, this is why we're trying. This is why we have shows like this, because there's going to be a few of y'all that's going to want to learn how to live like this, and a few of y'all that's just going to birdwatch this shit. So listen, thanks. If you birdwatch, I thank you, and E and I wish we could give each one of you a fruit basket to say thank you for fucking your woman. And guess what? You want to know why we're fucking your woman? Because guess what your woman's watching right now? Us. And y'all don't even know it.
Uh-huh.
They're us right now. Wet than a motherfucker.
I heard Steve the Dean say something about video games. Like, I don't know, in my personal opinion, I think a man shouldn't be, you know, focused on video games. He should be focused on trying to get his resources together. Like, be competent.
Wait. Do you understand what this beautiful joystick has done for me? This thing is not just a joystick, brother. It gives me, I have creativity, imagination, and a sense of adventure that I've always had as a kid that turns into sexual imagination, sexual creativity, sexual. Dude, you don't see it, man. Dog, this is beauty because I'm still a big-ass kid. I have fun. I don't take things seriously. I don't have a stick up my ass and all that. I don't do that shit, man. And that's what women like.
I get what
you're saying. Hey, do you understand it? Oh, where we at? We're at March, May, June, July. Hey, 5 months, brother. And 5 months. Not even 5 months, but we'll call it five because they'll be out of high school by then. In 5 months, you understand guys our age are about to get some brand new pussy coming right into the college that fuck older guys like us because you young motherfuckers don't know what you're doing? Do you understand that in 5 months? 5 months.
Right.
You get a new batch of elk, zebras, ox, all those grass eaters. Want nothing but dick.
Man.
I only mess with women from 18 to 25.
Caller, listen. That was society talking. You let society and women tell you not to do what you love to do in your life, bro. You got one life to live. You better do everything you love to do.
Yeah.
That's play video games. Look, I'm not saying to prioritize video games when you got to go to work. Of course, priorities come first. But the things you love to do, no matter what they are, fish, golf, whatever, hit the batting cages, playing video games, whatever it is you love to do, you better do that shit. Never let society take things you love away from you.
Yeah, Carl, you know how many hours I work a day? I would say probably 20 or 18 hours a day. So I only sleep about 2 or 3 hours a day. So I don't. And again, so I'm always working. So this is my liquor. This is my alcohol. This is my drugs. This is all because you know what? It also with my conquering mentality, I hate to lose. This helps me be challenging myself to be better. And again, this is just my fix. I'm not saying you have to do it. I'm saying that women love men that have vivid imaginations, that don't take life seriously, but can be stern when it's time to be stern. E, you got it, brother.
And don't give a fuck what they think. Dude, a woman loves a man that has a life and can give two shits what the fuck she thinks, bro.
Yeah.
They're going to love you more, caller. See, you're afraid because that pussy got you whipped, man. That's the number one thing with you guys.
Yes.
That pussy, that soft fucking roast beef. Got y'all YouTube show. Women, we love you, but that's some beat up roast beef. The meat curtain. Anyway, you men are whooped on that meat curtain, boy. And if you could just conquer the meat curtain thirst, man, you could have everything you want in life.
Caller, have you ever just posted something on Facebook or Instagram like some Yeezys or new Jordans or new LeBron James or new something? And then have it mailed to you like 3 or 4 times for women. That's what we're talking about. They buy their way in. They bring fruit to your throne. They will buy you. Look, when you're taking a shower, they'll sneak in your closet. They'll look at your shoe size, pant size, shirt size. They'll check out all your colognes and see what you don't have. And then they're going to think about, well, okay, I can buy him this. I can buy him that. Yeah, hey, all my guys, I always tell all the guys out there, if you, because for my dog E, because he's all in the purple today, y'all guys need to go watch 1983, dog. This is before internet. Go watch Purple Rain. And what you going to see game there? Because your boy Prince, you know what he did? He walked and spent a little bit of game at Apollonia in the mall. He walked right up to the window, and in that window was a guitar, a White Cloud guitar. And let's get caller. All he did was look at it. He didn't say shit. When Apollonia got first check, listen, she had to pay rent with her first check. What do you think she did? She went to the mall.
Got him that guitar.
Brought that motherfucker to him. That, and I know y'all think that's movie. No. This is the life of a man. This is how we live.
Man. I knew a girl named Nikki. I guess you could say she was a sex fiend.
Man in red hotel lobby,
massive. Y'all having too much fun, man.
I was with my mother when I was small, and she smacked the shit out of me. I didn't even know what masturbation was. What the fuck? Why'd you hit me? Because I said masturbation. But anyway, but yeah. So, caller, that's what we're saying. That's the beauty about being a man. You don't have to explain what you do to anybody. You don't have to justify what you do to anybody. And when you're that way, women will follow you.
And listen to what women say, but don't care. Okay, so if she's telling you, like, you know, if Ivanka's talking about she's going to get deported in a couple months, and you say, listen, that is a dilemma, baby girl. That's a dilemma. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to find you a chump that'll marry you right quick. But, you know, I got to get 20%. Yes. Of his income. It is what it is.
Yo, she keeps
staying with him for about 6 months,
then
you get rid of him.
She keeps talking about, you don't give me flowers. You don't give me flowers, and you don't hold my door. And
Nah, we hear that voice. You didn't buy me flowers, and you don't open doors for me. That's what she's saying. She's bitching the shit.
Wait, she what? Buy you flowers?
He said,
you're
what?
Not even a citizen yet, bitch. Shut your ass up. You worried about some flowers and you ain't even a legal citizen. What you going to do with the flowers, motherfucker? You ain't even got a place to take
them. She said she don't think I like her or something. She don't think I like her or nothing.
No matter.
No matter.
Doesn't
brother.
Matter.
Don't matter, man.
Wish a woman has never, ever in my life told me, how come you don't buy me no flowers? How come
I wish
you
would.
Never.
Caller, this is why what E is saying is real important real quick. This is very important to understand.
Uh-huh.
You guys don't understand, a lot of women run the same game strippers are running on a lot of guys right now. So I'll give you an example.
Mm-hmm.
See, a woman is going, I'll just use you as an example. You're not the example. I just want to let you see it. So a woman's going to meet you,
uh-huh.
and she thinks you're a sucker, okay? She's going to milk you. You know, the guys that dangle their status, their clothes, their cars, and, you know, that lifestyle. She's going to milk you as much as she can without giving the pussy, right? And once
mm-hmm.
you realize that, wait, so it's been like 6 months and this bitch ain't fucked me yet, you know what, I'm gonna start questioning her. Once she realizes that, she's gonna go to her friend and say, you know what, let me tell you about 267, you know, and like I said, I want 10 or 20% of what you make. I want to tell you where the Jimmy works out at. I'm gonna give you all the information on them, and what I'll do is I'll pass them over to you. So then when you're at the gym working out, she come all in like, wow, you work out and all that, and she run a game on you, and she get on the money bin, like E said, she's taking your money and then giving 10% to that woman. And then when she gets caught, it's going to be the same routine. So what we're telling you, you can do the same thing, dog.
This is also
uh-huh.
why you have to let, this is why I call her, you have to let women have other dudes around, because we're not buying her that new washer and dryer. We're not going to buy her that new stove. We're not putting in Michelin's, them good years on,
mm-hmm.
on the car.
Not our job.
That muffler hanging down, sparking up on the road, we ain't putting a new muffler on that car. That's why you got to have chumps around.
Yeah, I appreciate them motherfuckers. Hey, and listen, hey, we say relationships.
Oh,
no, call it serious. We say, call it.
Damn.
That's right. It's a marriage.
Shit,
don't leave. No. What you mean? Well,
that's
no.
real talk, though.
Baby,
that
come here. Wait,
talk.
Baby, come here. Let's talk. Whoa. You getting too up. Don't stay with him. Stay with him. She's upset right now. Just stay with him, okay? We don't want you breaking up. Because, see, the thing is, they think that they're going to be with us. No. We just give you a green card and shit. We ain't your man. You can fuck us, but we ain't going to be with you. Be with him.
Uh-huh.
Give us, like you said, that 20%, right? And then go ahead and bring your mm-hmm. sister in. And then I'll help her find another guy. That's another 20. So I'm at 40% right now. Working game. Yeah. And you ain't pimping or hustling. You're just helping her out.
That's genius.
Man, these husbands got $1 million life insurance policy, bro. You think I'm going to let a woman leave that?
That's fucking you. Fucking, but
you let a woman leave a meal on the table, boy?
See,
shit.
He wanted 20%. You see that shit? You get back and you get your ass. Don't you be arguing with that motherfucker.
I mean, we... Right.
So I just middleman that whole situation.
Go put some food in the crock pot for him.
Yeah.
He likes his crock pot.
Yes.
Go cook for your husband.
Yes.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yes.
Hey, there were times I had to tell back in the day when I was seeing married women, hey, take your ass home, man. You know, freshen up. Go kiss him and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Make him something to eat.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Fuck him.
That motherfucker. Yeah, yeah. Fuck him. Fuck him.
Yeah. Fuck him.
All of that.
Yeah. Oh, and then, hey, and if you're real good, you take her on a field trip to the grocery store and say, look, I got a great meal you can make from home cooking.
Right.
You show them all this because you want to keep her there. Because as long as she's over there, you getting your 20%, dog.
Swing, yeah, win. You have to be detached from women to do this. You can't be loving the pussy and think you're gonna do this.
You'll get all jealous and shit. Why are you with him today?
I never let a chick weaponize her pussy to get me attached. That ain't gonna happen.
Yeah, but they're already weaponizing you already because you mentioned feminization or feminize or something. Somebody's hooking you in. They got you when you start talking to them.
I don't know anything about feminism.
What is that?
Feminism is affecting me. Not in my life. I mean, I don't. If it is, I'm overcoming it with games, so it don't matter. Even if it is affecting me somewhere, my game is overcoming it, so it don't matter. I'm like, my superpower is just rejecting the fuck out of whatever that is that's going on. Doesn't even matter.
Coach Yo, can I respond to that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes,
man. Go ahead.
Look, no, this is what I was saying is like a lot of women that I meet. They got the same talking points. They sound like robots. They always talking about, I'm going to go to school, I'm going to get a job, and all this and that. And I understand
you
can't change them. You just got to let them go on their path.
Wait, caller. Does every dog you walk up, you go, rough, rough, rough? Does every cat you see go, meow?
You're right.
What the fuck does it matter? If you're the owner, you train them motherfuckers, dog. Listen, y'all want these women to be trained. I'm sorry, in the real world, you must train them.
And let them talk, bro. They don't mean any of that shit they're talking. They're all going to drop out. They ain't disciplined. I mean, not all of them, but, you know, you let them have their little thing, bro. Let them do what they got to do. What does that have to do with you as a man, what they're doing?
Small battles. Let them win little shit.
That's a fact.
They're going to have another man's toy. I told you that. I told you you got to let women just be heard, but you don't give a fuck. You got to just be like, oh, that's what's up. So you only got a couple years left. Okay, that's what's up. Where are you going to work in Cleveland? Are you going to move? Or are you going to stay around here? Okay, that's what's up. Give me some of that master's degree money, baby. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, you got to stop playing with women's sake.
Yeah, because they always listen. In their eyes, they want to care for. See, women are not going to spend their money on average guys. They'll spend it on a man. They'll use average guys and save their money for real men. They won't even – they'll use your money for us. You don't understand. They're smart enough to play dumb. But when they have a man and, you know, like easy, like say going to Cleveland, like, I want to be connected to you. Look, I'm going to send you a plane ticket or I'm going to come see you and all this other stuff. Christmas time, you get presents. He get presents just to be getting presents. You know, I was in the mall and I smelled this cologne. It reminded me of the time you nutted all in my eye. I want to send this to you.
Hey, tell a quick story, man. I just want to bring this up because it's very important. I met a woman back in the day
who ended up
marrying her.
Okay.
She asked me to marry her, a millionaire. And so when I first met her, I fucked her many times, first date. She was selling a home and was getting ready to move away. Her house was on the market and was getting ready to move away. Not that far away, but far enough I would never drive to her. And so she told me, my house is on the market. I'm going to go live in this place. You know what I told her? I said, well, this will be our last night that we get together because I will never come see you in that town. She said, you will never come see me in that town? I said, never. I will never drive out there to see you. And guess what she did?
Damn.
The next day, she took her house off the market.
Oh, shit.
The next day,
you're the man.
She took her house off the market and was no longer selling her house. This was dope. This was a dope little thing we had going on, but I'll never drive out to where you live. Where you're going, I'll never go out there.
Yeah.
And the next day, she took her house off the market.
That was a smart decision.
Why did she do that? Why do you think she did that?
Because she was invested into what you had going on.
She couldn't replace me. She could not get another one of this. And so she said, fuck that. I'm staying right where I'm at. And so I just wanted to say that to you. You men have to be willing. Look, if there's distance, if there's something that you're not feeling, you just say, hey, listen, this was a dope little run we had right here. But the ride is over.
Yep. Okay, caller. Well, we've got to wrap it up. Good?
No, that's a fact though. That's a fact. I had a woman I was dealing with. I smashed her, and I guess she tried to weaponize the pussy because I smashed her a couple of times. Then she tried to come over the next time and pull back, and I was like, "Yeah, you gotta go home."
She hit you with the pussy or something?
Yeah, what do you mean weaponize?
What is that?
Yeah.
Y'all be saying that a lot. She be weaponizing the pussy like she bullet that.
No. What I meant. All right, maybe I'm using the wrong terminology. What I'm saying is, you're looking at how, you know how some women,
and all this shit.
Speak man to us. Speak man. So, what did she do?
You know how some women, you know how some women to give you the cat a couple of times, and then next time they try to hold it,
See, you got it real. Now we talking something deep because you ain't fucking, dog. Your fuck came, dog. Listen. Women love good dick, dog. I'm sorry. They love good dick. That dick game.
Women are throwing pussy at us, bro. They're not weaponizing. They're throwing it at us. There's a difference, bro. There are two men in the world. He's either catching pussy all day long or he's repelling pussy.
Yes.
The other.
Yes.
There's only two men.
Yes.
Now, it's a backstory to that. What happened was I ain't holler at her in a month. And then she came to my crib and she seen some hair in the brush. And I guess she felt like, I ain't rocking with this dude because he fucking somebody else. But I get what you're saying, though.
Right, wait. And what happened? You kicked her out of your life and what? Then what?
No, what happened was I pulled back on her for like a whole month.
Why?
Because it was something I didn't like.
Okay, I don't understand. What was the weaponized part? That's why before we wrap up, what's the weaponized part?
Maybe I'm using the wrong terminology. What I'm saying is we were smashing,
but then she did
something I didn't like, so I just cut her off for like a month.
But when she came back,
she tried to withhold the sex.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying?
Wait, when are you going to love your dick? When are you going to tell your dick should be telling you right now, if that motherfucker don't respect us, we're going to take us off the table and we're going to kick her out of our lives. But see, you didn't do
I did do that, Dean. You
let her go for it. You try to put her in time out. See, a man
said you let her go for about a month.
Yeah, men got to stop ghosting women.
Jesus Christ.
And just tell her that. Currently, she don't qualify to get the amount of time she was getting. See, there's a difference. You just got to tell women the truth. Like, hey, right now, there are other women that have moved up the rank, and you're down, you know, number three, number four spot. That's where you're at. Why can't you tell a bitch that?
I get what you're saying.
Like, I swear to God, the world would be a different place.
Yeah, y'all scared.
If you could just tell a woman, listen, you fell back a couple notches. Remember you were getting that dick on the regular? Well, you had said something to me.
Yeah.
And I talked to you about that, and nothing changed. So you just fell down the ranking. You're not out necessarily, but you're not in either.
Yeah, hey, caller, real quick. You know when Tom, shout out, anytime you get some love, shout out to Tom for the super chat. But hey, caller, real
quick. Thank you, Tommy.
Tom, thank God, Tom. But, hey, caller, here's the thing, caller. The thing that my biggest problem, I always tell a woman, I get bored with women. That my biggest problem is I get bored with them. And that, but I'm serious, I get bored. They just get so boring, I have to cut them off because I lose interest so fast. So they know they're on edge. So they must do things to keep me interested or I'm moving the fuck on. But y'all can't talk because y'all scared. Y'all scared to tell them shit like that. Y'all scared to tell them like, I don't want
to. I love it. I love that shit. Love it, man.
Oh,
because it's gonna bring the best out in them anyway. You gotta tell them.
Yeah.
You're losing if you don't tell them. You're losing yourself and them if you don't tell them. Just tell females that maybe they're not really ready for the program and they're a little immature or whatever. Say, listen, you ain't gotta go nowhere, but you're on the bet tail end, so you know you're gonna get crumbs for a while. That's what you get.
Right. So
you want crumbs or nothing? Let me know.
Yeah, that's it.
And
be direct. That's what you mean.
Okay, well, you're out of the program.
Don't be direct. Be you. Stop trying to force yourself into words. See, that's where y'all go wrong. You want to box yourself in a word. Just be you. And by being you, you are direct. Don't try to be direct. Be direct.
There is a 500-pound woman right now on Tinder with 4 kids that's got higher standards than most single men with no kids.
Yeah, Batman beat me up, but I care about myself.
She got a mustache, some old-ass yoga pants on.
I tell you.
Talking about I got standards, what kind of man I want to swipe right on me. But you know what I got to do? I can't hate on her, man. Do that shit. Do that shit. There's going to be a sucker that takes you and all your 5 kids and your big greasy ass and everything and all the other bullshit that you come with. There's going to be a sucker that's going to swipe right on you talking about, queen, I loved your bio, queen. Queen, I loved your bio. Go get that shit, big girl.
Yeah, for real.
I mean that, man. I mean that. I love when a girl, they don't even qualify for it. Delusional? I don't care if you're delusional. I got a program. You either fit it or you don't. I don't give a fuck how delusional you are.
All right, hey, man. Hey, listen.
All right,
so you be safe out there, man, and soak up that game we gave you, man, and stop caking these women,
man.
Okay? All right, man. You be good, man.
Peace.
That's
safe, man.
Take good call, man. Thank you, sir.
All right, man.
You take care, brother. Peace out. All right. Now that's it. E, another great show, man.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Good show. We
great
went
show.
3 hours. That's good,
yeah,
man.
That's
we
good.
Had to go in a little bit tonight.
Yeah.
You know, make sure you guys call into these shows because that's where the best game is being demonstrated. Because once we hear the caller just say the first word, we already know where they're at.
Yeah.
One word, the opening line.
Yes.
And I also want to point out something to who was that dude that called in and we gave the football references. You think we bash all callers? Did we bash the last caller? Did we bash that other caller who called in and asked us that question that was more articulate, knew what he wanted to say,
yes,
planned it out, was good at delivering it? We prove it to you.
Yep.
When you call in and you're whack and you don't know how to communicate, we're going to tell you. When you call in and you do know how to communicate, we're also going to tell you. I tell this to my woman all the time. I'm going to celebrate you when you do dope shit, and I'm going to fucking let you have it when you don't.
Yeah, that's all.
That's what a man does.
That's what a man does, and that's what a mentor does to a student. So, guys, don't think that we're mean. We're just trying. We just see where you're going, and if we don't shake something in you and make a shift in you, you're doomed to fail in certain areas of your life. And even though you might think we're being mean and harsh, man, this is all coming from love and respect, dog,
it's
just
– and experience.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and experience. Yeah, we know where you're going, and we're trying to prevent you to go from there. So if it takes you cussing me out saying I ain't shit, you hate me, and it makes you change, keep cussing my motherfucking ass out. I'm fine with it, but we're here to help you guys. That's what's important, E. But as always, rolling with my motherfucking dog, man. Yeah,
yes,
it was
yes,
odd,
sir,
man. It was good.
We'll see you this Sunday, too, for Real Game No Theory,
yes,
man.
Yes.
We got a nice treat for you, so you guys make sure you tune in for another dope-ass broadcast.
Yes.
We'll see you in the next one.
All right, we'll see you next Monday, guys. Y'all take care. Peace. We out.